This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Connecticut. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference and the Connecticut Association of Athletic Directors.
Touchdown, Ricky Rashika!
This is Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH.
Every day is a beautiful day for football.
Brought to you by...
They are back-to-back state champions.
Garden Catering, Zelens Brothers Auto Body, Chicken Joe's, Glenville Shell, and Jersey Mike's.
Nastahowski blasting right up the middle. Touchdown.
He's got Barber if he can thread it in there. He does on the run. Outside the numbers, near sideline. Touchdown, Greenwich.
It's good! It's good! Greenwich wins on a walk-off field goal. 42 yards, Eric Perino. The Greenwich Cardinals are state champions.
And now, with the play-by-play, here are Rob Adams and Dan Murphy.
And the final stop on the 2024 campaign comes to New Britain and Central Connecticut State University's Arut Field. The 2024 Class LL State Championship is almost ready to go. Good evening, everyone. Along with Dan Murphy, Sean Adams alongside of me. To take on the West Haven Blue Devils. They are also 10-2 in the 13th game of the year. Dan, we get the answer that, well, we learned in game one, Greenwich and West Haven, game one and game 13, bookends for this season.
It's kind of fitting that this season for Greenwich will end tonight against the team that really jump-started their run in back in week one. You know, I said this to you earlier, you know, that was early September, and it feels like it was a week ago. It's hard to believe how fast the season has gone by, but both teams playing very well, you know, playing their best football here at the end of the season, which is what you want to see, and I can think of no better matchup for a double L championship game than the one we've got right here tonight.
In some ways, it feels almost improbable because the Cardinals at times felt a little lost throughout the season. You consider the loss to Wilton back in October. You think about the way they looked on Thanksgiving, and yet they played very well in the playoffs, including a rematch against Staples last week. And now here they are with a chance to win their 10th state title. It's pretty amazing to think about.
Yeah, no question. They've had their ups and their downs this season, no doubt about it. But when they've had their backs against the wall and when they've needed to play well, when they've needed to have guys step up and make big plays, they've answered the call every time this season. And we saw it the last couple of weeks against New Britain and Staples. Do they have one more monumental effort in them tonight? Well, that's what we're here to find out.
Offensively, what is the key to the game for you?
I think for Greenwich, ball control, time of possession. Do what you have done best all season, which is running the football with Hector Lopez and MJ D'Angelo up the middle between the tackles. Let your offensive line get after it. You know, be physical in the trenches. Temperatures are going to be cold tonight, dropping through the 20s here all game long. This is the kind of game that you love if you're an offensive lineman, you know, getting after it, getting physical with the defensive front. I think that's where it's got to have to start and end for this Greenwich offense.
And you go all the way back to that week one game. Greenwich had a fumbled punt. They didn't turn the ball over otherwise, and they played very well in that 24-6 victory that opened the season back on, believe it or not, the 13th. So 3 months and a day later, here we are. For the Cardinals, yeah, I agree with you. You got to play smart. You can't turn the ball over. And you can't commit penalties. And they didn't commit that many that night. 5 penalties throughout that night. West Haven, on the other hand, committed far more. So you've got to have that offensive smartness. But on the other side of the ball, you've got to plug up the line and don't let Nick Conlon get going.
Nick Conlon, a 4-year starter at quarterback, capping off his career tonight, hoping for a state championship of his own. West Haven seeking their first state title since 2002 in a game that, by the way, you were involved with helping to call way back when. But, yeah, he's a two-dimensional threat. He can run the football himself, and he can pass it as well. One of the key stats from that week one game that Greenwich won convincingly, they held their backs to 8 yards on 6 carries. Corian Harris did not have a good game that day. Nick Conlin was made one-dimensional as well. I think for Greenwich on defense, it's going to be kind of a lot of the same game plan we saw in the Staples game, where their front seven has got to get after Conlin, make him uncomfortable, make this West Haven offense one-dimensional. They can do that. I think they've got a pretty good chance here tonight.
And you mentioned Corian Harris with only 6 yards on opening night. He's run for 1,242 since then. He's had an outstanding year, 18 touchdowns for him. So that's another big part. You got to plug things up in the middle of the offensive line, or on the line, rather, and try to make Conlin beat you with his arm. But here's the thing. He can.
He absolutely can, and you know, when you have two really good defenses going at each other, sometimes all it takes is one big play somewhere, you know, from any unit on the team, any player, to be the difference. And this feels like the kind of game where you're going to have a low-scoring performance on both sides, and it's going to come down to somebody making a big play or somebody making a mistake in the second half of this game. That'll go a long way to determining the outcome.
Cardinals in red tops and bottoms tonight. They make their way into the end zone to our right. The Cardinal helmet, white with the Cardinal on each side. The red rounded numbers as they head into the end zone as a group. They will run through the row of cheerleaders that are holding up a sign now that says One Team, One Dream, State Championship 24 with rings on it. Although those look like diamond rings, but that's okay. It does not have to be completely accurate here. So they all gather in the end zone. West Haven has yet to appear in the stadium. Of course, both teams were on the field earlier for warm-ups, but now the Cardinals getting ready to come through that banner and greet their fans who will be on the near side here at the field. And West Haven, by the way, an outstanding turnout across the way. Those bleachers are very... very crowded. I won't say full, but they are pretty crowded across the way, and there's still some folks filing in, so that makes for a good atmosphere here tonight.
Yeah, I'd say the crowd here is way fuller than it was for the earlier game. If you were with us earlier, of course, New Canaan defeating Darien 35-21. They are the Class L champions for the third year in a row, and it's good to see a relatively full crowd here tonight for the nightcap.
Yeah, it's a good showing here tonight as the Cardinals turn, led by Guy Germain, and through the banner they go. And as we speak, the white-clad West Haven come out from underneath their tunnel down to the far left, and they'll make their way over to the far sideline as the fly flag running through to the sideline, near side. And we're almost ready for a state championship game. For Greenwich, another visit to the state title, their 18th appearance in the CIAC era since 1976. They are 9-8 in title games. They won 3 championships prior to the 76 era, including 2 Waskowitz trophies in 1946 and a shared title with Notre Dame of West Haven in 1962. The 62 team, coached by Sam Ratigliano, who would go on to coach the Cleveland Browns, and who once came on WGCH when he was back visiting Greenwich High School when he was at Cardinal Stadium.
Oh, very cool.
And he came on and joined us for a bit. Did not ask him about Red Right 88. And if you know football history, no Browns fan wants to ever hear about Red Right 88. A pass play that Brian Sipe was intercepted on, and the Browns' wonderful year fell apart. We'll pause for a moment and get ready for the state championship game, Class Double L. Greenwich, West Haven, the 3-seeded Cardinals, the number 5 Blue Devils, coming up in just a couple of minutes. Sit back, grab a warm drink, get ready to go. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
Chicken Joe's at 231 East Putnam Avenue in Koskob has fried chicken, gourmet wraps, barbecue chicken, homemade salads, fresh-cut nuggets, and much more. And you'll find Chicken Joe's food truck at all GHS home games, as well as all GYFL games. Buy any NFL team hat from Chicken Joe, and 30% of the purchase goes to the GYFL. And for catering and takeout orders, call 203-861-0099. That's 203-861-0099. Chicken Joe's. Oh, yeah. Glenville Shell at 222 Glenville Road is the place to refill and replenish, and has been for over 100 years. A true old-fashioned, full-service gas station combined with today's modern convenience store. They can keep your car running at its best or bring it back to life with their full repair service. Also, take advantage of Glenville Shell's full-service gasoline fill-ups, along with tire pressure check and refill. Or just as happily, you can pump your own. For a service appointment, call Glenville Shell at 203-531-9147.
Once you get the meat and cheese for your sub freshly sliced right in front of you at Jersey Mike's, I'll tell you, there's no going back to anything else. That'd be like going back to dial-up internet. Ugh. Am I connecting to space to order Jersey Mike's? Any day now. Okay, it's about to connect. What? Well, who picked up the phone? Nope. There's no going back once you see it freshly sliced at Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
Hi, this is Gab Muir from the Class of 2019 State Champions, and you're listening to Greenwich Cardinal Football on 1490 WGCH.
Back in New Britain at Arute Field, Rob Adams, Dan Murphy, and time to get the captains out there and get this one, get a coin in the air, and get the football in the air, more importantly.
All the talk, all the games we've done, and all the preparation, it all comes down to 48 minutes. And these two teams have earned the right to be here today. And let's see who comes out with a state championship.
Greenwich's captains walk out arm in arm. Max Merrick, MJ D'Angelo, Jack Carroll, and Peter Vumbelakis. While Rui Da Silva comes out with Nick Conlon and Joe Coppola, the captains for the Blue Devils. We can kind of overhear the discussion out on the field. Looks like Brian Oliver is a fourth captain that has joined Rich Boucher's Blue Devils out at midfield. West Haven making their seventh finals appearance. They're 4-2. West Haven has won the toss. They want the ball. And West Haven will take the end zone to our right. So they want the ball. What do you think?
Well, I think it's going to be so important for both defenses, for their respective offenses, to get off to a fast start, because we've seen both of these teams, and in each case, they play their best football when they're ahead. And I think that West Haven is thinking in the back of their heads, hey, we want to get a lead, and we want to be able to get after it on defense. So I like the idea.
And Tony Morello kind of saying to us back on Sunday at Staples, kind of feeling like there was a bit of a chip on his shoulder. Kind of playing the underdog role. He liked it. Not sure he's the underdog tonight. I'm not sure
he is, but he certainly coached up his players this week as if they were. I'm sure that's what was going on at practice this week.
And he is, by the way, sleeveless, because of course he is. And I'm sure his mom is listening. So just giving you that the warning.
Coach Morello loves this weather.
He loves going sleeveless on nights like this. 28 degrees under clear conditions. The skies, you can see the moon. It is glowing overhead, but it is cold. 28. The wind out of the northeast at 2, gusting to 6. Humidity, 60%. And for one last time in this 2024 season, chance of precipitation, Dan Murphy, a big fat zero. Too deep down to our right. And time to do it. The Class Double L Championship game as Alex K gets into it, and we're underway. A bouncer. It's picked up at the 13-yard line. Turning right. That's Karen Hannons. He'll get out to the 23-yard line, and away we go. Hannons, a junior. And out comes the West Haven offense for the first time tonight.
Conlon, the four-year starter quarterback, as we said, but he's going to be relying on his tailback, Corian Harris, and his talented senior wide receivers on the outside, Tamaine Thompson and Tamarian LaFortune. Both of them have been key contributors to this offense this season.
Conlon, the SEC Offensive Player of the Year. First down, a shotgun snap. He'll hand it off. Bouncing through is Corian Harris. Harris with an opening. He'll get nine. Right across the 30, out near the 33-yard line. Max Merrick in on the stop. Second and a yard. From right to left, go West Haven. White tops and bottoms. Silver helmet. Receivers come out to each side. LaFortune, the near side receiver. Second and a yard. Pitch left, Harris again, but stops, finds an opening. Vumbelakis holds on. No gain, maybe inches, but it's going to be third and short.
That's Pete Vumbelakis, who came in there and plugged up that hole. Harris had an opening for a second, but it closed before he was able to get there.
It's third and just under a full yard. 11 minutes to go, first quarter, no score in the Class LL Championship. Three receivers go out to the right, two stay near side left, empty backfield. Here's Conlon looking left, throws incomplete, intended for LaFortune on the near side. Guy Germain was the defender. And so fourth down, and they're going to go three and out. In theory, they're going to punt it away.
That's huge for Greenwich, getting a three and out right out of the gate. And good to see Guy Germain back in the lineup for this game tonight. That's going to be a huge boost for this Cardinal secondary.
Punt on the way. Hector Lopez is deep to receive it. Taking a while. Good snap. Step up. And a bit of a shank of a punt. Takes a spin and a bounce, and Lopez is going to let that roll for a bit. And that'll be downed at the Greenwich 34-yard line. 10:34 to go, first quarter, no score. And so now, out comes the Cardinal offense. MJ DeAngelo, senior captain, will lead them out. He'll stand in shotgun with Lopez off to his left. Three receivers to the left. Shotgun snap, play fake to Lopez. They'll throw the ball, and it is dropped and incomplete. Intended on a screen for Martin. Fortunately, the official ruled, if you're a Cardinal fan, that that was a forward pass and not a backward pass. Second and 10.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a screen pass there, almost a lateral, you're right. But that's the play that Greenwich ran for that long touchdown against Staples, where they got the ball to Martin in the flat on the far side, and he just did the rest.
DeAngelo did nothing flashy in terms of throwing the ball. 1,061 yards, 14 touchdowns, 7 picks. On the ground, that's where he's done his dirty work. Hand off again. It goes to Lopez, and he is stacked at the line of scrimmage. A little push of the pile is going to get them near the 37, but it's still going to bring up about a third and seven. Who tackled him? Everybody. Carter Edwards, give him credit. Third and seven. Lopez, 1,202 yards, 13 touchdowns. He's averaged 5.8 yards a pop. Now third and seven.
Had a season-high 27 carries a week ago at Staples.
He was wonderful. Trips out to the left. Near side empty. Looking to throw. DeAngelo will run. Went to his left. Cut it upfield. That might cost him a first down as he gets near the 44. I thought, Dan, he had more room if he stayed to the far sideline.
Yeah, he obviously saw something there that made him cut back to the left. But it looks like he's going to be spotted about a yard short.
And the Cardinals are going to punt it away as well. Alex Kvaratskhelia will come on and punt it away. I have to try it at least once.
Shoot, get brave, Rob.
LaFortune goes deep for the punt. A young man who thinks he's the best punter in the state as this rolls all the way inside the 10 to the 6.
Well,
that's pretty good.
That's not a bad audition for best punter in the state.
I was reading some of his information on Twitter or X, if you so choose, last night. And, you know, he's got the details to back him up. I don't think he's bragging. I think that's what people have said about him.
Well, and what I've noticed about him, especially the second half of the season, he's really come on strong. And we've seen that with a bunch of these Cardinal players. You know, they came out of the gate. They were okay at the start, but they've really emerged into the leaders and the productive leaders that the coaching staff was really hoping they would turn into.
First down for the Blue Devils, Conlon in shotgun. And there's a jump and a flag. Cardinals are clapping. And the Blue Devils are walking backwards. And after spending 3 hours saying Blue Wave, it's very easy to want to say Blue Wave again.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Darien making it as far as they did. New Canaan just might be the best team in the state.
We'll have to see how tonight goes, but I would say they're the leader in the clubhouse at the moment.
Cardinals would like to make a say in that. Here's Harris, left side off the handoff. He'll get to the 6. Now that was a half the distance penalty, so it's a gain of 3. Give them 4. 2nd and 9. No score. 8:35 to go, first quarter. Game 2 of our championship doubleheader, and what a thrill it has been to bring it to you. First appearance in the title game for the Cardinals since 2022 when they played up at Rentschler Field and beat Fairfield Prep. Conlon from his own end zone fires a completion. Jack Harrell makes the stop, but the catch made by Thompson, the senior receiver, and a first down at the 16.
That's a nice job by Thompson of holding on to that ball. He took a shot from Jack Harrell upon reception, but able to hold on, and it's right at the sticks for a first down.
Timing being everything. First down at the 16. 8:03 to go, first quarter, no score. Ball on the near hash. Cardinals showing blitz. They'll go to the ground. Again will West Haven with Harris, who will get a yard, maybe two, to the 18-yard line. Jammed in there by a group of Cardinals, including Merrick, as well as Justin Carroll. A 5'9 sophomore who has really come on as this season has gone along.
Yeah, and we were talking about players who came on in the second half of the year. I don't think we had Justin Carroll on our bingo sheet when the season started for being such an impact player that he's been, especially the last few weeks in the stretch run.
2 more years to follow with him. 2nd and 8, Conlon to throw, rolling out, still rolling. He throws now. That's complete. Thompson makes a turn off the catch. He gets to the West Haven 40. For a gain of 22.
Yeah, Conlon is so good when he's throwing on the run, especially. Rolling to his right. He does that as well as anybody in the state.
Conlon showing tempo. Empty backfield. Looks left as he takes and runs out to his left. Now he'll tuck it. He can run. Goes to the 44, and he'll be tapped out by Jack Kelly. It's a gain of 4.
Yeah, and just when you think that Conlon's going to chuck it down the field, he can pull it down and run with it. This is what he's done all season and for his whole career, really.
943 yards on the ground for Conlon. Completion percentage at 60% through the air for 2,105 yards, 23 touchdowns, and 12 INTs. He has had a terrific senior year and a young man who kind of bet on himself to an extent. Stayed with this team because he loves playing for Rich Boucher and the coaches. 2nd and 6. Back to the ground. Harris off a spinorama. No. Back to the line of scrimmage. It'll bring up a 3rd and 6. And again, Max Merrick off to a flying start in this game. Jacob Mobley in the middle of it as well.
Yeah, for Greenwich to win this game tonight, the front seven is going to have to get penetration at the point of attack and really shut down the running game of West Haven.
6:59 to go, first quarter, no score here in New Britain.
Forcing West Haven into 3rd and longs, that's what they need to be able to do.
Trips go out to the right, one near side left. Harris will stay slightly behind Conlin, who's back to throw. Sets up, rifles it. That is incomplete. Broken up at the last moment, intended for Thompson, but Jack Carroll all over him defensively. He timed that perfectly.
Yeah, Carroll was in there. Guy Germain was in there as well. Good job by the Cardinal defense settling down and forcing a punt.
Lopez will go deep for the punt. As it'll be punted away, I believe that's Elijah Velez, 30, who punts it. Justin Chacon has been the primary kicker for the Blue Devils this year. Takes the snap, he does, steps up. There was a little bit of movement on the line, but in any event, this is taken by Lopez, and he's taken down at the 37.
Yeah, there was a West Haven player who wasn't set at the snap.
And that was actually Evan Jones, the kicker, who punted it away. There you go. So we get that straight. Looks like the Cardinals will decline the penalty. 6:45 to go, first quarter. No score. And the ball at the Greenwich 37-yard line. Mike Hearn says we sound great out in Findlay, Ohio.
Well, that's a good sign.
You know.
If we sound good out there, we must sound good in a lot of places.
Home of Big Ben. Roethlisberger, that is.
Thank you for the clarification.
Not,
yeah.
Not the clock or the bell.
I should have guessed, knowing you as a Pittsburgh fan, though.
Lopez in the backfield alongside D'Angelo. Hector's going to take the handoff. Bouncing forward, comes to his right. Works it off the right side. He'll get to the 45-yard line. It's a gain of 8. Good start for the Cardinals on this drive.
Yeah, something that Greenwich is going to be, it's going to be interesting to watch tonight is how Greenwich's offensive line holds up against West Haven's front four, especially with Kavani Daniels and Kadir Dembele being two of the best pass rushers in the state.
Dembele, the defensive player of the year in the SEC. Motion in the backfield on second and two. Right back to Lopez. Hector just fighting for a yard, maybe, inches. It'll still be about third and two. Stop by number zero. Dan called it yesterday on doubleheader, and of course, we still have 5:55 remaining in the first quarter, but you said probably low scoring in your mind.
I think that both of these teams defensively are playing as good as they have all season, and West Haven especially, since they lost the Greenwich game, they have been playing very good football on the defensive side of the ball, so points might be at a premium tonight.
Third and two. D'Angelo takes from the 45, goes back to Lopez, and trying to run up the gut, you're just not going to be able to do it. No gain, it's fourth and two. And you can understand why you're not trying to go for it on fourth down, because the defense is too stout right now.
The defense is stout, and also when you have a punter who can pin you deep, that's all the more reason for you to play the field position game here.
And the punt coming.
Another good one.
Bounces at the 23. That gets picked up at the 10 by LaFortune, and he's brought down almost immediately at the 12-yard line.
Would you like another sound check, Rob, from somewhere else in the eastern United States?
I would love one.
Our friend Doug Kerr checks in that the broadcast sounds great on the Mass Pike.
He decided to go to Boston.
What? Supposedly.
I'm guessing. We had lunch with Doug, as well as Laura and Rainey, who are both here, and believe me, they're here.
Oh, are they?
Staying warm. Empty backfield, low snap, it's on the turf. Conlin picks it up, sets and throws toward the sideline and just gets rid of it out of bounds. Incomplete.
Yeah, that's one of those where it could have been disaster for West Haven, but Conlin having the wherewithal to pick up the ball and throw it away out of bounds, past the line of scrimmage.
People asking online where to listen to the game tonight, which astounds me a little bit, but just because I've been trying to promote all week.
That's all we've been doing, isn't it?
Pretty much. Second and 10, motion in the backfield as Harris angled out. Conlon runs, talks, moves to the right side. First down and more, 30-35. He'll go for 23 yards and a first down. So out to the West Haven 35, 4:39 to go first quarter, no score.
Yeah, this is something that West Haven wasn't able to do against this Cardinals defense in week one, but they've had success getting Conlon outside on the perimeter on the quarterback keeper. He's been able to get some big gains out there.
We're also sounding good from Nashville and Hilton Head as this pass is incomplete out to the right side. I believe that was intended for Andravian Dixon, junior receiver, at the 45-yard line. It'll bring up second and 10. Ricky Rashika listening to us. That's, you hear Ricky's name at the top of the broadcast every week. We use the highlight of him catching a touchdown, I believe back in 2006, right before the end of the first half down at Southern Connecticut. Second and 10. Motion from Thompson. Conlon to throw. Blitz coming. Throws high and a one-handed, almost juggling catch on the near side by Thompson. But Carroll came over and broke it up. Third and 10.
Santi Parra was bearing down on Conlon just as he got rid of the ball. He took a bit of a hit there on the back end.
So it'll bring up a third and 10. We told you, the last time West Haven won a championship, 2002, that was down at Kennedy Stadium in Bridgeport. They beat the Cardinals 20-13 on a Phil Banks 50-yard touchdown run late in the fourth quarter. And there are people in Greenwich who still get mad when I bring it up. Rolling right, Conlon tucks it, tries to run with it. He carries a tackler for a moment. He'll get to the 39, but that's it. It'll bring up fourth and 6. Couldn't tell if it was Kyle Ebanks who got him, but there was a Cardinal who dragged him down. And again, the punt parade continues here.
Yeah, well, there was good pursuit there by the Greenwich front seven on Conlon, not letting him get loose into the secondary, forcing another fourth down.
So out comes Jones to punt it away. Jones stands at his own 30 with no score in the first. Good snap with time, gets it off. This will take a bounce, and Lopez backs away from it. It rolls inside the 30. It's going to roll all the way to the 24-yard line. Call it about 36 on the punt with no return. Timeout on the field. And we've had a second Rashika check in because I love him. Ricky says hello. Nancy says hello, his mom.
Yeah, hello there. Glad you're listening. Thank you for making us part of your championship Saturday.
And that's who this guy was sitting with back in, I think, 2009. He came to the game with me because I didn't have a babysitter that day.
Oh, that's right. I remember that. Yeah, I remember that story.
No score here in the first quarter. Cardinals from left to right. And a handoff again to Lopez. He'll fight for a yard or two. Maybe to the 26. Field position has not been great for either team. This is Greenwich's third possession, and they have struggled to do anything other than three and out. They'll do it here with second and 8, 3:10 to go first quarter. So a good old punch and counterpunch here. Low snap and a roller. D'Angelo goes back and picks it up. MJ rolling. Then he flings it, and it's incomplete, intended for Blake Martin on the sideline. If Martin catches that, he's running to New Haven.
Yeah, he's still running. And the presence of mind for D'Angelo to be able to pick that ball up and run with it to the far side of the field and get a throw off is very impressive, and just not quite able to connect with Martin, who was running that fly down the sideline outside the numbers. But this is the kind of defensive game plan that West Haven wanted to go with. They want to force Greenwich into these third and long situations.
Third and 8. Jumping on the line. It's probably going to be third and 3.
Well, and that's That was not part of the game plan.
Let's see if the Cardinals jumped. They did not. So it will be a five-yard penalty, only the second penalty of the game. And both of them have been taken by West Haven.
Yeah, here on Cardinals Football in 2024, we have a segment called Penalties That Drive Coaches Crazy. That's your penalty of the week right there.
So now third and three. Cardinals have yet to get a first down. They'll try it with Lopez, who tries the right side. Door's going to close, but he leans forward to the 32. I think that's still short of the first down again.
I think
Lopez a little slow to get up. Sorry, Dan.
Yeah, I think he's going to be about a yard short.
Yeah, so do I. By the way, we are happy to say, because we didn't bring this up during the first game, but to have a crowd microphone during the first game to do what we call natural sound in broadcasting, we had to try to put a microphone essentially into a window with not a lot of room because it's blocked by a screen, but we could still get the sound. Well, anyway, that basically caused this to be an open window in this room, which was not ideal, shall we say.
Yeah, some would say.
Yeah.
That's not what you want.
Well, I came up with a workaround, and I think things are a little better now. Tony Morello out on the field. I believe Cardinal trainer P. Falla is down there as well. As they look at Lopez. And Lopez gets up to his feet. And I will tell you, a lot of people right now are kind of holding their breath because that is a big part of the Cardinal offense that just headed off the field.
That, there's no sugarcoating that. You know, he's their leading rusher. He's their go-to guy running the football. You hope he's okay.
Punt on the way. And a wobbling kick that will bounce inside the 30 and get down by the Cardinals right there. So a timeout with 2:31 to go in the first quarter. No score, and the Cardinals again going three and out. That game against West Haven back in 02, I believe it was supposed to be a Friday night game, but we had bad snow on Friday. So when we got there on Saturday, they went on and played the game, but that also made the bleachers filled with snow. Guess what happened with that snow? A lot of snowballs. First down for West Haven. Conlon to his right, and Conlon's going to get taken down. He tried to string that and make the turn off the edge. He's going to lose a yard back to the 29.
It's good pursuit by Greenwich front seven and getting off their blocks and getting to the ball carrier there to keep them in front of them.
Second and 11. Evan Dubin saying hello. The Ducre family all saying hello. Maureen and Charlie and Mark. Although Mark giving the NFHS link out. Shotgun snap on second down. Set Conlon. Deep ball has a man. No. Falls incomplete. The receiver fell down. It was intended for Hannons, and he had Carroll with him. I think the ball was ruled uncatchable, thus no hanky comes out.
Well, they both fell down on their own. There wasn't any contact there. So they're not going to throw a flag in that situation.
No score, 1:45 remaining first quarter. And by the way, you want to get the NFHS feed, of course. Go right ahead. You know, you'll get Ben Talbot's excellent production value. Just won't be us on the announcing. I just say that in full disclosure. Third and 11. Conlon, deep drop. Sets. Looks to his right. Throws back. And that is caught at 45. What a catch. And Thompson into Cardinal territory at the 35-yard line, or rather at the 45, Dan, in double coverage. Great job.
In double coverage, and he throws a ball that, and there is a flag down, so hang on for a second here.
Whoop,
there's a flag down at the line of scrimmage.
Oh, and there's also a flag all the way back at the 24. Let's hear. It's holding.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't see the flag come down because it's all the way on the far side of the field. But, boy, is that a killer for West Haven.
Yeah, you bet it is. 93 seconds remaining, first quarter, no score.
It takes a great effort by their receiver off the board.
Keep in mind the Cardinals coming off a 14-0 win last week against Staples. In what I think is fair to say their defensive masterpiece of the year.
I mean, they've played their best game defensively each of the last 2 weeks, I would say.
Yeah.
You know, Staples even better than the New Britain game.
Low snap on 3rd and 21. Conlon sets, throws deep ball right side. That is caught. Oh, my, what a catch. Noah Steele, the defender, but again, it's Tamane Thompson with an outstanding catch, but hold on,
There's another flag coming back. Wow.
Thompson's looking at himself going, what am I going to do?
He's made two great catches in a row, and they're both going to be taken off the board.
My goodness, that is coming all the way back. That was down to the Greenwich 40.
What did they call on that? Was that ineligible downfield?
That's what it's looking like. Let's see if they turn on the mic. Wow. Wow, wow.
Well, Cardinals have gotten a couple of breaks on consecutive plays.
Back in that game in 2002, a chop block took a Greenwich touchdown off the board. Would have been a big difference in that game as well. And that was a Cardinal team that steamrolled until that day. 3rd and 21. Conlon out of an empty backfield. Sets it up. Brings it left. He throws complete to LaFortune. Turns it upfield. Still running to the 30. That's where he'll wind up there. Bringing up probably 4th and 9 by the time all is said and done.
So after all that, there's 3 plays. Since the 2 were wiped out by the penalty.
They'll mark him at the 30, so that's 4th and a full 10. Clock down to 18 remaining in the first quarter. And we'll see if Rich Boucher decides to run another play.
Don't see a reason to.
Nor do I. Rich Boucher, the 64-year-old head coach, lifelong resident of West Haven and on this team's staff since 1985. Of course, under the legendary Ed McCarthy. And one quarter is done here in the Class AA championship game. We have resolved nothing. No score after one. To the second in just a moment. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
Garden Catering has become a Greenwich landmark for great food served fresh and fast. Now with 9 locations in Connecticut and New York, Garden Catering continues to make people happy with its famous nuggets, made from 100% white meat chicken with no antibiotics ever. Hand-cut daily, cooked to perfection. But there's so much more on the menu. There's burgers, sandwiches, wraps, garden salads, kale salad, vegetarian choices, all-day breakfast. So, go to GardenCatering.com, check out the menu and the locations. Garden Catering, food so good, you'll just keep coming back.
This is Mike Kern from Ohio, and you're listening to Greenwich Cardinals Football, 1490 WGCH, and WGCH.com anywhere.
Jones will punt it away as we start the second quarter. It's O'Donnell to go get it. Bobbles it initially and gets walloped at the Greenwich 42-yard line. He got hit hard by Thompson, who just ran him over like a bulldozer. So Greenwich looking for their first drive of more than 3 plays. They have gone 3 and out now 3 times as we start quarter number 2 here in New Britain.
Do you think it's significant that Tony Morello just huddled up with his offensive unit before he sent them onto the field? Maybe a little bit of a pep talk there.
In the backfield is Jack Kelly now. And Kelly will take the first down. Hand off, and it's not him. It's D'Angelo who breaks a tackle right side. Outside the numbers. He's gone. Touchdown, Greenwich. MJ D'Angelo, a 58-yard touchdown run. And the Cardinals get on the scoreboard. They lead 6-0. It is his ninth touchdown of the year.
Well, how many times have we seen him fake out the broadcasters in addition to the other team?
Came close. I kept an eye on the ball this time.
That was a beautiful fake to Kelly inside, and D'Angelo pulls it down, runs around right tackle. That's been one of his bread-and-butter plays on keeping the football, and takes it all the way for the touchdown.
Julian Ravina for the point after. That is up, and it is good. 11:41 remaining in the first half. Greenwich strikes first. Cardinals 7, West Haven nothing. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
If your car gets crunched, bumped, or scraped, take it to Zelenz Brothers Auto Body. Zelenz Brothers has been rejuvenating damaged autos in the Greenwich community since 1912. First, Zelenz Brothers will give you a free computerized estimate in 5 to 10 minutes. No appointment needed. And when they proceed with the job, it'll be done faster than ever. With Zelenz's state-of-the-art super clean painting and baking booth that can bake that paint job to perfection within a short 30 minutes. Zelenz Brothers Auto Body. Most collisions repaired within 2 days at 37 Sherwood Place in Greenwich.
7-0 Cardinals. For Julian Ravina, 37 of 39 on extra points. He's also 6 of 9 on field goals, his longest being 40. And this kickoff taking a bounce, taking a turn, and scooped up at the 15-yard line. It's Thompson once again, made a turn to his left. He'll get pushed back near the 20. So if you're Greenwich right now, you've gotten that touchdown off that one-play drive. You're now doing it without Hector Lopez. You're feeling pretty good. The momentum feels like it's on your side, Dan, and a bit of an adrenaline rush.
Well, two things. One, they still don't have a drive that's more than three plays.
No.
But they'll take a one-play touchdown. And this is what Tony Morello told us at the Staples game. He wants to get a lead and let his defense get after it. He has that lead now in the second quarter. Let's see if the pass rush can kick it up a notch here and get after Nick Conlon.
Yeah, that drive took about 3 seconds. First down for Conlon. He hands it off, stretching to the far side of the field off the edge. There's Harris. He tumbles down, getting tripped up by Guy Germain at the 27, a gain of 5. It'll be second down. Greenwich fans on our side of the field tonight, so you hear them kind of loud and clear. Going to try to do something here again as they're stretching it to the left side. That is going nowhere. It'll bring up 3rd and 5. So 3rd and 5 when we resume. 10:37 to go. First half, clock running. Greenwich leads 7-0.
I've picked up a broadcast partner, Rob.
I'm fired after all these years?
Yeah, get out of here, will you? Sean and I got this the rest of the way.
25 years and it's over. Shotgun snap in an empty backfield on 3rd down. Out it goes to Harris. It's complete at the 29, but he falls down. The defender hanging out nearby was Jack Kelly.
He's going to be wrapped up shy of the first down here.
And it will bring up a 3 and out. Punt team coming on with Greenwich leading 7-0. 10 minutes remaining in the first half. Matt O'Donnell standing at his own 38. We were wondering if his uncle is up here in New Britain tonight or listening at home. Here comes the punt from Jones, coincidentally. A bounce, and O'Donnell's going to let it go. Matt O'Donnell's uncle is Craig Jones. That ball will be downed at the 31. And Craig, someone who Sean Adams and I know very well. Craig Jones, who once hosted a show on WGCH called In Greenwich. He and I had a blast doing that show. Very music-based, I might add. Speaking of which, I haven't mentioned Meet the Beatles once today. Tomorrow morning at 9.
You're going to have in-studio guests.
The Seasides.
Okay.
Joining me tomorrow morning. They have already sent me their set list. I was looking forward to being surprised, but okay. Yeah, I'll deal.
All right.
Greenwich gets the ball with 9:32 remaining in their first half at their own 31. D'Angelo, deep ball left side. That'll fall incomplete. So it'll bring up second and 10.
Yeah, I think D'Angelo wanted to throw it short in a screen, but it was well covered by West Haven, so that deep ball was more of a throwaway than anything else.
Ball on the far hash. From right to left go the Cardinals in the all red. They lead 7-0 on the 58-yard touchdown run by D'Angelo. And D'Angelo got him to jump.
Yeah, this was a problem for West Haven in week one.
Thought I heard false start initially, and I went, wait, what? But it was on the defense. 5-yard penalty. Second and 5 at the Greenwich 36-yard line. D'Angelo waits, does hand it off to Kelly this time, and Kelly just ducking down, wraps up the ball, gets it out near the 39-yard line on a gain of 3. Clock ticking with 9:15 remaining in the first half, and you kind of feel like you want that clock to run if you're Greenwich as fast as possible tonight, because 7 might be it.
Well, we said it a week ago that 7 might be it, and it turned out to be enough. This game kind of feels very similar to how the Staples game unfolded. Of course, Greenwich got a lead in the second quarter of that game, and then it becomes a question of, you know, can you keep the time of possession on your side? Can your defense make enough plays on their end to make 7 points hold up?
And Tony Morello says, you know what, 3rd and 2, let's take a timeout. So, first timeout taken. Greenwich listed as the home team tonight as the number 3 seed. And you think about it. Back in week one, we were in shorts. It was a warm night, comfortable and warm. And we finish in very cold conditions here in December, kind of as you expect. Certainly no surprises. Temperature down in the 20s at this point.
It's great football weather this time of year, though, isn't it?
Not sure everybody agrees in the crowd with that assessment, but yeah.
Well, ask the players. Ask the offensive linemen, especially.
Ask Tony Morello.
Especially him.
Looks like some Cardinal alumni are here tonight. Some of those Greenwich football jackets down there being worn by former players.
Yeah, the crowd has filled in nicely, I would say, on both sides.
Pretty nice crowd for a double L final. Under the lights, kind of the marquee game to finish up here.
Yeah, we have the state all to ourselves tonight, don't we?
Yeah, we really do. Most of the games have kind of had a window to themselves throughout the weekend, the way this has worked out. Most of them. 3rd and 2. Here's D'Angelo. Fighting hard, he'll run right up the middle off the draw with forward progress. That should be a first down, and it is. That is their first down of the night.
Yeah, word real quick on Jack Kelly, because we haven't seen a whole lot of him carrying the football. If Hector Lopez is not able to continue in this game, we'll obviously see a lot of him getting the carries, number 2. He's more of a north-south runner. He doesn't quite have the quickness and agility that Hector Lopez has, but he can have success north-to-south between the tackles.
And statistically, he has not carried the ball a whole lot this year. He's going to carry it here on first down and fights his way through to get near midfield on a gain of 8 or more. They might give him 9 to the West Haven 49-yard line. Kelly, only 9 carries for 32 yards, with his long being 11 on the season. They gave him 8 to midfield. 2nd and 2, 7:37 to go first half, 7-0 Greenwich. Martin, the receiver, near side left, 2 out to the right. That's where O'Donnell is. And the pass goes out to Martin, and he's tackled immediately by LaFortune down near the 44, but it's enough for a first down.
Blake Martin has been the receiver for the Cardinals, who has emerged here down the stretch as the number one target for D'Angelo. And he's made all the big plays of this Cardinals offense in the passing game. So you're looking to see what he can do in this game tonight.
O'Donnell and Mineo go out to the right, Martin to the left. Kelly stays in the backfield, but it's going to be D'Angelo off the draw. Turns left, 40. Tried to break an initial tackle. He'll spin around and get a very confident first down at the West Haven 31 as he spun through, hit the turf, jumped back up, and pointed for a first down.
And that's one thing to keep an eye on. In week one, D'Angelo ran for 130 yards against this West Haven defense. There are opportunities for him to get open space on the perimeter, and if it's him versus one defender, he can make anybody miss.
6.5 remaining first half, a first down at the West Haven 32-yard line. D'Angelo with Kelly in the backfield. Kelly will take the handoff. Bounces a little more. Inside the 30 he goes. Down near the 26. Grabbing onto him was Joe Coppola, the senior linebacker.
I'm really liking what I'm seeing from Jack Kelly. The momentum that he has running downhill once he gets the football. He's breaking tackles. He's got most of his yards on this drive have been after first contact.
O'Donnell, the slot receiver, out to the right. Wide right goes Mineo. Martin out to the left. And D'Angelo waits. He takes it, gives it to Kelly. Kelly, nothing doing that time as he ran just a little bounce off that A-gap to get down near the 27, maybe the 26, would bring up about a 3rd and 4, Dan. 9th play of the drive coming up, 7-0 Big Red, 5:23 remaining in the first half. Now O'Donnell comes over near side left, Martin, the wide receiver on the left side. D'Angelo waits. Moved the hands and had movement on the line before he takes a look back over to the sideline.
It's 3rd and 4, remember.
Now he takes it. Gives it back to Kelly, who goes to the right, then looks for the opening, ducks underneath. He's going to come up short of the first down, but he did move the ball a little bit closer, about 2 yards closer. Bringing up... Oh, that's going to be a solid 4th and 2 as a Cardinal is slow to get up with 4:35 remaining in the first half. Clock continuing to run, and now they will stop it with 4:32. Greenwich up 7-0. But you're looking 4th and a solid 2 at the West Haven 24-yard line. And again, we told you a little earlier, the long for Ravina is a 40-yard field goal. But Julian has progressed nicely as the season has come along.
He really has. And, you know, he's been locked in, especially the last few weeks. But we've really seen him round into form the second half of this year. Made a couple of big field goals in a New Britain game. He's been locked in every time he's been on the field. He's really come into his own as a part of this really good Greenwich special teams unit. We've talked about Alex Kay and how he's evolved as a punter this year, but Julian Ravina's really come on strong here of late as well.
Junior offensive lineman Henry Wall being helped off the field. Fourth and two. The Cardinals have tried nothing fancy tonight. Offense comes back on. But you know there's got to be some tricks in their bag. fourth and two. Kelly in the backfield with D'Angelo. He takes the shotgun snap, gives it right back to Kelly, and he is stopped at the line of scrimmage. Slammed into by senior lineman Brian Oliver. And the Cardinals turn it over on downs.
Yeah, it's a good job by West Haven getting penetration at the snap. Nowhere for Kelly to go.
So for Greenwich, that ends a nine-play drive with 4:08 remaining in the first half. And West Haven will get the ball at their own 24-yard line, trailing 7-0. Two receivers to each side for Conlon. Takes it and looks. Looking left, throws a nice ball out to the left side. Caught at the 30. Stretching forward, Thompson, who's playing a big game so far. He stretches for a couple. They're going to give him, from the looks of it, maybe 8 near the 32-yard line, bringing up second and, let's call it, 2 along 3. Three timeouts for West Haven. Twin receivers come out near side right. Hannon's the slot receiver. Play action. Conlon throws right, looking for Hannon's. That is broken up. Jack Carroll's playing a terrific game defensively. Incomplete. It's 3rd and 2.
Yeah, and that incompletion was made possible by what, Rob? Pass rush. Getting Nick Conlon uncomfortable. This is how Greenwich wants to play this game. Getting out to a lead and letting the pass rush get after it.
7-0 Greenwich on the 58-yard touchdown run by MJ D'Angelo. .329 remaining in the half. Cardinals blitzing. Here they come. Rolling right. Conlon still rolling. Rifles it. That is caught. A dangerous ball past midfield to the 48-yard line. Cardinals trying to rip that ball out. But coming across and playing a phenomenal game is Thompson. First down for West Haven.
That throw on the run is something he's very good at.
And I keep saying it, but Conlon throws a beautiful ball.
He sure does.
So the Westies in Cardinal territory at the 48-yard line. 2:51 remaining first half. Empty backfield blitz coming. Conlon breaks out of that. Steps to his right. Looking. Lobs. High and incomplete. Toward the sideline. Near side. Closest receiver was Hannons. 2nd and 10. I was telling you the bio of Rich Boucher earlier, and one note that I didn't want to leave out, but I wanted to make sure we had proper time to mention it. He is also a cancer survivor. And made it quite clear that coaching, especially because it impacted his voice, but coaching and being around his assistant coaches who kind of acted as his voice, really, he described it as saving his life in some ways. So you can understand why a Nick Conlon, for instance, would want to stay and just play for this man. 2nd and 10. Rush coming. Conlon to throw. Sets. Throws deep. He will overthrow everyone. Guy Germain, the defender. And he is covering Thompson. That'll set up 3rd and 10.
Good job, G! You know, Coach Boucher has talked about how, you know, his assistant coaches helped inspire him during his fight, but I think, you know, his assistants and his players saw him as an inspiration as well, and they play their hearts out for this guy, no question about it.
Evan Dubin, I just read your kind words on the post we've got going. Thank you very much. Sometimes those words keep us going. 3rd and 10, 2:37 remaining first half, 7-0 Cardinals. They empty the backfield, looking to throw. Conlon, a wobbler. This could be picked off, and it is, yes, picked off by Noah Steele, intended for LaFortune down near the 10. And the first team to blink tonight.
I don't know if that ball came out of Conlin's hands a little funny. It was kind of a wobbler that hung up there, and it turned what might have been a deep shot into the end zone into a bit of a jump ball there at the 10-yard line. But in that situation, Noah Steele does a good job of getting under it and beating his guy to the ball.
Greenwich with two timeouts, but they'd have to go 91 yards if they want to do anything. Or they could go a little bit shorter and get a field goal. They could try anyway. Twins out to the right. Martin near side left. Here's D'Angelo on first down. Puts it right into the gut of Kelly. He'll get to the 10. A gain of a yard. I think Dembley was the tackler. He was. Dembley, just a terrific defensive lineman. I told you, defensive player of the year. 15.5 sacks and 74 tackles.
He will be playing his D1 football next season at Wake Forest, so he is a phenomenal talent.
Yes, he is.
And he is a nightmare for any offensive coordinator or head coach to have to prepare for.
Second and a long 9 at the Greenwich 10. Right back to the ground off the snap. Kelly trying to bounce forward, but he is just wrapped up after maybe 2 to the 12. In some ways, if you're Greenwich, you're okay with this. You're getting the ball to start the third quarter, and you're kind of content to run down the clock here in the first half. There is a timeout on the field with 1:28 remaining in the half.
I would think West Haven used a timeout.
It'll be 3rd and 7 when we resume.
Both teams with 2 timeouts.
West Haven did take a timeout. Yeah, better late than never.
Yeah, you know.
And they put 2 seconds back on the clock to keep it at 1:30. West Haven's history, they won their first 4 finals appearances. 1986, they beat Hall 35-18. 87, they beat Connard 7-0, and they beat Rockville 46-0 in 1989. Then they won in 2002 against Greenwich 20-13 down in Bridgeport in that snowball fest. 2003, they went back to the championship, lost to New Britain 13-0, and then last year, and this has been their mantra all year, they lost by a point on a 2-point conversion. Conlin hitting Armani Reed, his great receiver, but a great defensive play by Staples won them the championship. Empty backfield, 90 seconds remaining first half, 3rd and 7. D'Angelo's going to do nothing with throwing the ball. He runs it left side, 20 outside the numbers. First down and ripped down near the 29. Cavani Daniels, defensive lineman, a senior, made the stop, moved the chains with 1:22 remaining in the half.
That's a play that MJ burned this West Haven defense on multiple occasions back in week 1, and obviously he has the long touchdown run tonight as well. So he knows how to get on the edge and get into open space and pick up a bunch of yards.
First down at the Greenwich 29, right back to the ground from the near hash, going with, that looks like Guy Germain, I think, 7 on the carry. Maybe 4 for him. We'll double check on the number. No, it was Kelly. Okay, beg your pardon. It was Kelly. So Jack Kelly becoming the workhorse who gets a gain of 4. Numbers can catch you a little off guard at times.
Something interesting to keep an eye on in the second half of this game is if Kelly continues to be the feature back, that will limit his playing time on the defensive side of the ball at linebacker.
It certainly could. 48 remaining in the first half, although Greenwich is known for having quite a few two-way players over the years. 2nd and 6, right back to the ground. Kelly bouncing, just trying to, dare I say, matriculate the ball. Copeland made the stop at the 34-yard line with 29 remaining in the first half. 7-0 Cardinals on top of West Haven here in Class LL.
They don't need to run another play.
They're looking at the scoreboard, and they're watching that clock. Down to 10 remaining in the half. Tony Morello looks at him, takes off the headset, and says, let's go to the locker room. And they will go to the locker room with a lead. MJ D'Angelo from 58 yards out, the difference in the ball game. 24 minutes is gone. Greenwich 7, West Haven nothing. Sean Kilkelly's got you covered. Back in the studio with all the information here at halftime. Dan and I will return for the second half. Buckle up, Greenwich. You're 24 minutes away from a possible 10th state championship. 7-0 Greenwich at halftime. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
In 1976, Mario Gabelli laid the foundation of what would become a landmark in asset management. Today, Gabelli Funds manages $30 billion in assets for individuals and institutions alike. At Gabelli, located here in Greenwich, we don't just manage investments, we cultivate them through rigorous, bottom-up research, ensuring every decision is grounded in value and opportunity. Our investment solutions are diverse: value, growth, convertibles, and fixed income, crafted for the discerning investor who seeks more than just returns, but a partner who invests with purpose and insight. Experience investment guidance that's as personalized as it is powerful. Our commitment to you is echoed in every strategy, every insight, every risk-adjusted return. To discuss your investment plans, give our teammate Katie Durkin a call at 203-529-7525 or visit us at gabelli.com.
Gabelli Funds, LLC, is a registered investment advisor with the Securities and Exchange Commission and is a wholly owned subsidiary of GAMCO Investors, Inc., ticker symbol GAMI.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Connecticut's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference and the Connecticut Association of Athletic Directors.
Chicken Joe's at 231 East Putnam Avenue in Koskob has fried chicken, gourmet wraps, barbecue chicken, homemade salads, fresh cut nuggets, and much more. And you'll find Chicken Joe's food truck at all GHS home games, as well as all GYFL games. Buy any NFL team hat from Chicken Joe, and 30% of the purchase goes to the GYFL. And for catering and takeout orders, call 203-861-0099. That's 203-861-0099. Chicken Joe's. Oh, yeah.
If your car gets crunched, bumped, or scraped, take it to Zelens Brothers Auto Body. Zelens Brothers has been rejuvenating damaged autos in the Greenwich community since 1912. First, Zelens Brothers will give you a free computerized estimate in 5 to 10 minutes. No appointment needed. And when they proceed with the job, it'll be done faster than ever. With Zelens' state-of-the-art super clean painting and baking booth that can bake that paint job to perfection within a short 30 minutes. Zelens Brothers Auto Body. Most collisions repaired within 2 days at 37 Sherwood Place in Greenwich.
Garden Catering has become a Greenwich landmark for great food served fresh and fast. Now with 9 locations in Connecticut and New York, Garden Catering continues to make people happy with its famous nuggets, made from 100% white meat chicken with no antibiotics ever. Hand-cut daily, cooked to perfection. But there's so much more on the menu. There's burgers, sandwiches, wraps, garden salads, kale salad, vegetarian choices, all-day breakfast. So, go to GardenCatering.com, check out the menu and the locations. Garden Catering, food so good, you'll just keep coming back.
And welcome back to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com. I'm Sean Kilkelly in the home studios on this Saturday night. The Greenwich Cardinals leading West Haven by a score of 7-0. Third quarter action coming up in about 15 minutes from now. Taking a look at the world of sports, Navy was victorious over Army 31-13. That's Army's second loss of the season. Taking a look at the NBA, it's a light day on the hardwood. The Rockets play against the Thunder in Oklahoma City. That game will tip off in about 35 minutes from now. One final earlier, Milwaukee victorious at home over the Hawks, 110-102. Checking the ice, and the New York Rangers in a very bad loss today to the LA Kings at Madison Square Garden, 5-1. The Kings jumping out to an early lead over the Blue Shirts. The Devils victorious at the Rock, the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey. They were winners over the Chicago Blackhawks by a score of 4-1. The Edmonton Oilers doubled up the Las Vegas Golden Knights 6-3. The Wild over the Flyers by a score of 4-1. Later on, it's Seattle at home against Tampa Bay. Utah on the road at San Jose. Bruins are in Vancouver to battle the Canucks. And the Florida Panthers, they travel to Calgary to battle the Flames. A couple other games on tap. Predators at the Avalanche. Stars at home to the Blues. And currently in progress, Maple Leafs and the Red Wings. They are tied at 1, about 6:30 to go in the opening period. Senators beating the Penguins 1-0, 4:50 in the first. Sabres on the road at the Washington Capitals and Buffalo with the 1-0 lead, 3:40 to go in the opening period. Canadiens beating the Jets 1-0, 2 minutes to play in the first period. The score right here, the Greenwich Cardinals, they have a 7-0 lead in Class LL championship game against the West Haven team. 7-0. Third quarter action comes up in about 15 minutes from now. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
Nobody knows like Pinocchio.
For over 50 years, Finocchio Brothers Incorporated has served the commercial and residential construction industries with scheduled or on-call trash and debris removal. Finocchio can also supply you with any size or special dumpster. For prompt, reliable service with radio dispatch trucks, the ability to load at ground level, and always a competitive price, call Finocchio Brothers every time. In Connecticut, call 203-869-9099. Or in New York, call 914-939-5346. Finocchio Brothers, Liberty Place in Stamford. We knows our business. Call 203-869-9099. Or 914-939-5346. Glenville Shell at 222 Glenville Road is the place to refill and replenish and has been for over 100 years. A true old-fashioned, full-service gas station combined with today's modern convenience store. They can keep your car running at its best or bring it back to life with their full repair service. Also, take advantage of Glenville Shell's full-service gasoline fill-ups along with tire pressure check and refill. Or just as happily, you can pump your own. For a service appointment, call Glenville Shell at 203-531-9147.
Once you get the meat and cheese for your sub freshly sliced right in front of you at Jersey Mike's, I'll tell you, there's no going back to anything else. That'd be like going back to dial-up internet. Ugh. Am I connecting to space to order Jersey Mike's? Any day now. Okay, it's about to connect. What? Who picked up the phone? Nope. There's no going back once you see it freshly sliced at Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
At Parsonage, their philosophy is to assist you in living life your way in a unique home-like setting that values dignity, pride, and independence. If you seek some assistance with daily living, Parsonage Cottage is a senior residence providing an affordable transition between home and nursing care. For many seniors, a little help with meals, housekeeping, and personal services makes the difference between happily living alone or being dependent upon family and friends. Their dedicated staff provides a full spectrum of services and activities to ensure the happiness, comfort, well-being, and independence of every resident. Parsonage Cottage is conveniently located off Exit 4 of I-95 and Exit 31 of the Merritt Parkway at 88 Parsonage Road in Greenwich. they invite you to contact them for a no-obligation tour of the facility. Call Penny Laurie at 203-869-6226. 869-6226. Parsonage, where you live life your way.
You're listening to the sports voice of Fairfield County, 1490 WGCH, Greenwich.
And welcome back to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com. I'm Sean Kilkelly back in the home studios this evening. Greenwich Cardinals with a 7-0 lead over West Haven. We'll get back out to Rob Adams and Dan Murphy for third quarter action in about 10 minutes from now. Taking a look at some college basketball action this evening, Tennessee with a 66-44 lead at Illinois. That game is late in, has about 35 seconds to go. Marquette on the road at Dayton. They have a 10-point lead, 34-24, about a minute and a half to play in the first half. Gonzaga on the road at UConn. That game will tip off in about 10 minutes from now. Oklahoma State visiting Oklahoma. Creighton on the road at Alabama. Butler home to Wisconsin. UCLA, they travel to Arizona. Kansas hosting NC State. Arizona State in Florida to take on the Gators. And Ohio State, they fell at Auburn 91-53. Taking a look at women's college basketball action, it is Middle Tennessee. They are trailing Kansas State 62-42 with about 5 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. North Carolina Central, they lost to Tennessee 139-59. Michigan over Detroit Mercy 100-54. And UCLA beating Long Beach State 102-51. Kentucky over Purdue 82-52. The score right here again, the Greenwich Cardinals, two quarters away possibly from winning another state championship as they lead 7-0 over West Haven. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
Garden Catering has become a Greenwich landmark for great food served fresh and fast. Now with 9 locations in Connecticut and New York, Garden Catering continues to make people happy with its famous nuggets, made from 100% white meat chicken with no antibiotics ever, hand-cut daily, cooked to perfection. But there's so much more on the menu. There's burgers, sandwiches, wraps, garden salads, kale salad, vegetarian choices, all-day breakfast. So, go to GardenCatering.com, check out the menu and the locations. Garden Catering. Food so good, you'll just keep coming back.
If your car gets crunched, bumped, or scraped, take it to Zelenz Brothers Auto Body. Zelenz Brothers has been rejuvenating damaged autos in the Greenwich community since 1912. First, Zelenz Brothers will give you a free computerized estimate in 5 to 10 minutes. No appointment needed. And when they proceed with the job, it'll be done faster than ever. With Zelenz's state-of-the-art super clean painting and baking booth that can bake that paint job to perfection within a short 30 minutes. Zelenz Brothers Auto Body. Most collisions repaired within 2 days at 37 Sherwood Place in Greenwich.
Once you get the meat and cheese for your sub freshly sliced right in front of you at Jersey Mike's, I'll tell you, there's no going back to anything else. That'd be like going back to dial-up internet. Ugh. Am I connecting to space to order Jersey Mike's? Any day now. Okay, it's about to connect. What? Who picked up the phone? Nope, there's no going back once you see it freshly sliced at Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
Glenville Shell at 222 Glenville Road is the place to refill and replenish and has been for over 100 years. A true old-fashioned, full-service gas station combined with today's modern convenience store. They can keep your car running at its best or bring it back to life with their full repair service. Also, take advantage of Glenville Shell's full-service gasoline fill-ups along with tire pressure check and refill. Or just as happily, you can pump your own. For a service appointment, call Glenville Shell at 203 531-9147. Chicken Joe's at 231 East Putnam Avenue in Koskob has fried chicken, gourmet wraps, barbecue chicken, homemade salads, fresh cut nuggets, and much more. And you'll find Chicken Joe's food truck at all GHS home games, as well as all GYFL games. Buy any NFL team hat from Chicken Joe, and 30% of the purchase goes to the GYFL. And for catering and takeout orders, call 203-861-0099. That's 203-861-0099. Chicken Joe's. Oh, yeah. Your family is the reason you work hard every day. You clothe them, you feed them, and you support the things they love to do. What would happen if you were to pass away? Would your family be able to afford the things they have now? That's why life insurance is so important to have. It's a way to help replace your income and protect your family if you aren't around to take care of their finances. Instead of calling a 1-800 number, you can choose a local agent who will be there to find the right financially secure life insurance. The life insurance agents at Greenwich Independent Insurance are ready for your call.
Hi, I'm Lisa Bologna. If Medicare is in your future, we're here to help you get started with supplements for Original Medicare. Long-term care insurance can help secure your path to financial security. Let's discuss your options.
And I'm Ray Beninato. Times are changing, and life insurance is more important than ever. Protect your family's future. We can help.
Call, email, or visit Lisa, Ray, and Rick at GreenwichInsurance.com. 203-869-0302.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Connecticut. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference and the Connecticut Association of Athletic Directors.
At the Greens at Greenwich, they specialize in the care of persons with early to mid-stage memory impairment. Programs are tailored to meet the individual needs and preferences of each resident. Activities include the creative arts therapies, daily fitness, and cognitive groups, weekly trips to Westchester Broadway Theater, museums, and even Island Beach. Social, recreational, therapeutic, spiritual, educational, and cultural programs are all available. The staff of caring nurses offers wellness services. All of the amenities which focus on mind, body, and spirit include a secure outdoor garden and offer the residents an exceptional lifestyle. Menus are prepared by the Greens chefs and served in their home-like dining room. The highly trained staff of the Greens at Greenwich strives to provide exceptional service. The Greens at Greenwich, where all residents are recognized as persons of worth and treated with respect and dignity. Visit them online at thegreensatgreenwich.com. From the WGCH Weather Center.
Clear skies and cold temperatures for tonight with lows 20 to 25. Clouds increase tomorrow, highs 35 to 40. Mostly cloudy with rain developing towards morning. Some snow may mix in at the onset with lows near 35 degrees tomorrow night. Occasional rain Monday with patchy fog developing. Milder temperatures 45 to 50 and rain tapering to showers on Tuesday 55 to 60. I'm meteorologist Michael Frascione on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
Glenville Shell at 222 Glenville Road is the place to refill and replenish and has been for over 100 years. A true old-fashioned, full-service gas station combined with today's modern convenience store. They can keep your car running at its best or bring it back to life with their full repair service. Also, take advantage of Glenville Shell's full-service gasoline fill-ups along with tire pressure check and refill. Or just as happily, you can pump your own. For a service appointment, call Glenville Shell at 203-531-9147.
And welcome back to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com. I'm Sean Kilkelly in the home studios on this Saturday night. The Greenwich Cardinals with a 7-0 lead over West Haven. Here with all the action in the third quarter, Rob Adams and Dan Murphy.
Thank you, Sean Kilkelly, back here in New Britain at Arute Field. And Sean said it, 7-0, Cardinals trying to win their 10th CIAC championship, which puts them in pretty high company. And they've, you know, done such a great job over the years. Last winning in 2022, they won in 2018, lost to Darien in 2017, but of course the back-to-backs in 2007 and 6. And I was looking at, as we were getting ready for the game today, you think about championships in 81, 83, 1990, and 1991. Those were all under Mike Arnotto. 1999 was the first under Rich Albanizio, as well as 2006 and 7. 2018, the championship under John Marinelli, beating his father in the championship game 34-0. And 2022, Tony Morello got his first, beating Fairfield Prep 37-17. Tony Morello trying to win his second, and the Cardinals gathering down to our right to see if they can get there.
Well, they're 24 minutes away, and my thing for Greenwich is keep doing what you're doing. You know, you're playing solidly on defense. West Haven has moved the ball with some degree of success, 115 total yards for them to Greenwich's 153 in the first half. But Greenwich defensively has made the plays on third down when they've needed to. And one thing that we're looking to see in the second half is can this pass rush get to Nick Conlon and make him uncomfortable? And on the offensive side of the ball, one thing to keep in mind here, we started to see the Greenwich rushing attack be more and more effective in the second quarter of this game. So they have some momentum that they're trying to build in that phase of the game. So we'll see if they can continue to build on that here. They're going to receive the second half kickoff. I think this first possession for them will say a lot.
I wish I had more numbers I could give you, but the CIAC at this level, at this time, don't, you know, they don't hand out halftime stat sheets, and that's fine, Dan. I have no complaint. You know, I don't live and die off stats, but it's been a very intriguing game, and there's still a long way to go in the second half kickoff getting ready to happen. Time to put the ball in the air. That's Justin Chacon, the sophomore, who will kick it off. Second half underway. Kind of a low line drive taken by Noah Steele at the 16, and he's off to the races. Breaking to the far side, he tumbles down in West Haven territory. I scan the field and see no flags. And it looks like, are they going to put him is my only question.
Well, there is a flag down at the 40
yard
line.
Oh, I see it. Yep, at the 40. You are correct. And it looks like it's going against Greenwich, so that will erase that. That, by the way, will be the first accepted penalty. First accepted penalty against the Cardinals. And oh, by the way, was more or less a chop block, a block below the waist.
Boy, and isn't that a killer? That's, you were going to get the ball at the West Haven 30. Now that you're starting inside your own 30.
Back at the 25. So it'll be Conlon and Kelly in the backfield. Greenwich from left to right. Far hash. First down at the 25-yard line. Motion and a flag. And a false start against the Cardinals. So two penalties to start the second half. Tony Morello's mom, Karen, checking in and saying, "Go Big Red, yes, my sleeveless son, whatever works." I love it. And that sounds like a true mom.
Oh, that's unconditional love right there for you, isn't it?
Although I'm not sure my mom would have been using those words. It would have been something along the lines of, yes, he's nuts, meaning me. First down at the now 20-yard line. I'm first and 15, a play fake, and they'll give it off. And Kelly gets ripped down almost immediately. In fact, going to lose a yard. Back to the 19-yard line. Greenwich has got to find a way to create some kind of a lane for Kelly to run or for D'Angelo to throw the ball.
Yeah, because when this Greenwich offense is struggling to run the ball, it feels like they can't really get anything going. You know, that's kind of been the way it's been the last several weeks.
Second and 16 at the Greenwich 19-yard line, right back to Kelly, and he's going to try to fight his way through, but really gets about 3 to the 22, bringing up what's likely going to be 3rd and 12. And obviously you can't be starting from 1st in a deficit.
Yeah, I mean, the chop block penalty is one thing, but when you're 1st and 10 and you get a false start out of the gate, this is not a team that's very good at playing at 1st and more than 10.
Showing a hinting, a 5-man rush for West Haven. Motion again in the backfield for the Cardinals. 3rd and 11. D'Angelo goes left side. Martin went through his hands. Incomplete. Through to the left side, but it's incomplete. And the Cardinals will go 3 and out to start the second half.
I think there was a shot there because Martin had single coverage on the outside. Just not able to connect there. Those two have had success connecting on some big plays these last few weeks.
And the punt. This is a low line drive, but takes a good bounce and a good roll. Harris was the deep man. And he'll get rolling all the way back with a little help from Justin Carroll. Back to the 24-yard line. And with that roll, if I'm seeing that correctly, I think that would have been 52 on the punt with the roll.
That sounds about right, yeah.
So West Haven gets the ball for the first time here in the second half. 10-10 remaining in the third. 7-0 Greenwich. They'll work from their own 24-yard line. And they'll move right to left. Dembele in the backfield. He goes in motion as a blocking back. Coming over near side is Harris on the handoff, and he can't get anything going. He'll get a yard. There's Santi Parra. And really have not mentioned Santi's name that much so far tonight, but he makes that stop. A gain of a yard, 2nd and 9.
No, but I think that with Jack Kelly splitting time now on offense and being the number one back, the linebackers around him, so Justin Carroll, Parra, they're going to have to step up and make some big plays of their own.
2nd and 9 at the 25-yard line. 7-0 Greenwich, 9:35 in the third. Conlin, a pass, goes right. Harris, right side, tries to get around Steele. Parra finishes him off. It'll be a 1st down out across the 45-yard line in West Haven territory. With his speed, he busted it open for 22 and a 1st down.
Yeah, Harris can definitely do some damage if you get him outside in open space.
Now with a little tempo, they look back to the sideline, though, and slow things up. I have not checked in on Brunswick Hockey today, by the way. I was supposed to broadcast their game. Here's Conlin off the shotgun snap. Steps up, runs, now throws a deep ball left side. A lot of pushing down there. It's incomplete. Overthrown down the near side for Hannons. 2nd and 10. 9:03 remaining in the third.
Let's go, defense! Keep it up! I'd say our makeshift crowd mic has done the trick to this point, right?
I'm kind of happy, yes.
I'm thinking, why didn't we come up with this idea 4 hours ago?
I kind of was thinking about it during the first game and thought, no one's complaining, let me let it go. 2nd down, here's Harris, left side, makes a turn off the edge. He will get near the 49 on a gain of 2, bring up 3rd and 8. Brunswick has not posted their score from earlier today, but I'm happy to report it to you if I find it. Ball at the 49 on 3rd and 8. 7-0 Greenwich. 8.5 remaining, third quarter. Twins to the right, make it 3. One near side left. Dembele stays in the backfield to block. Pass coming, that's overthrown and incomplete. The rush was on. Max Merrick was in the face of Conlon.
Yeah, that's an incompletion forced by that pressure right up the middle, and he was trying to get the ball to Dixon, who was running a deep slant down the middle, but he airmailed the throw.
And so out comes the punt team, led by Evan Jones, who has been active today. Brunswick got a 5-1 win today, and this is partially blocked on the punt. Rolling inside the 40, it'll get picked up at the 39. Might have been Carroll, and he's having himself a night.
Yeah, it might have been Carroll who tipped it, yeah. That's a good job getting the penetration there. They've kind of been in the area all night tonight, but that's the closest they've gotten to a full block, and Greenwich will take good starting field position any way they can get it.
So Brunswick, by the way, just to finish the thought on them, they are playing great hockey. I believe they're 5-0-1 now to start the season. And they pick up a 5-1 win today against Westminster.
They're more interesting to watch than the Rangers are right now.
Well, the Rangers are brutal. Kelly in the backfield, but it'll be D'Angelo on first down, hopping over a tackler. He'll get 6 to the 45. So D'Angelo doing himself. If you're just joining us, Hector Lopez started the game but was injured, limped off the field, and has not been back since. And on a cold night like this, they wear the big red parkas over the uniform, so if number one is down there, I don't see him. Second and 4. A receiver to each side. D'Angelo again. MJ for a first down, maybe more. Tries to break out as he goes to the 45. It's a gain of 11 for D'Angelo.
That's great blocking by the offensive line, but you know who else was his lead blocker? That number two, Jack Kelly.
And that you like.
Oh, you love it. And we've talked about this season, that the Greenwich offensive lineman, as we get a stoppage of play here, I don't know if we have an official timeout or an actual timeout.
No indication yet.
Oh, there's a player down, I believe.
Yeah, I think you're right. Dropping to a knee is normally an indication someone might be banged up, though I don't see anything. But in any event, 7:17 remaining, third quarter.
But anyway, to finish my point, you talk to the offensive linemen and you talk to the backs and receivers, they love to play with D'Angelo because D'Angelo is a physical player. He's not afraid to get it down and dirty in the trenches alongside those guys. And when you're an offensive lineman and you've got a quarterback behind you who loves that kind of style of play, boy, it makes you want to block hard for him even more.
First down at the West Haven 44-yard line. Five men up on the rush. D'Angelo do it himself, right side, makes a turn, 40 outside the numbers, 35-30, and he's tripped up by Harris, who makes the stop near the 29. It'll be a first down after another 15-yard scamper for D'Angelo.
And this is why he's so dangerous when the ball's in his hands in open space, because he's quick, he's elusive, and he's not afraid to be physical either. And he's picking up those chunk plays now. That's a good sign for this Greenwich offense.
They mark him actually at the 28, 6:21 remaining, third quarter.
Well, you would love a long, sustained drive here if you're Greenwich.
And this is only play number 4. A receiver to each side, staying with that same formation. It's Kelly on the handoff, tries the left side. There's nothing there. In fact, he's going to lose a yard, second and 11, back to the 29-yard line.
Now, if you're wondering about Julian Ravina in field goal range, I would say he's got about 40 yards of range in him, watching him warm up, kicking in this direction from left to right, which means you probably want the 22, 23-yard line before you have a realistic shot at a field goal.
Yeah, I think you want to get inside the 20.
I think that's a good idea.
Yep. Second and 11 at the 29. A receiver to each side, staying with that same formation. D'Angelo to the right side. Flag down. He's on his feet inside the 15. However, the referee immediately calls hold. He was immediately talking to the Greenwich sideline.
Yeah, anytime you see a flag come out in the backfield during a run play, chances are it's going to be coming back.
And it is. Again, I am all for doing this with the officials everywhere.
You know, I can get used to this. This is nice.
And again, we're not even plugged into their microphones directly. They're coming through the PA system.
You don't need them to be plugged in. You can hear them just fine.
So it'll set up a second and 21 now at the West Haven 39-yard line. 7-0 Greenwich. It's been that way since 11:41 remaining in the first half. We have 5:05 remaining in the third. Shotgun snap taken by D'Angelo, who looks to throw and goes incomplete, throwing left intended for Michael Golden, the junior tight end. It'll bring up a third and basically 21. Ball back to the 39. Earlier today, here on WGCH, you heard New Canaan knock off Darien 35-21 in Class L. Close game until it wasn't. Third and 21. D'Angelo back, sets up a screen, left side incomplete, intended for Kelly. Dembley in the face of D'Angelo, and the Cardinals will have to kick it away. And interesting here, now you got a coffin corner at Dan, because the line of scrimmage is the 39.
Yeah, this is tailor-made for some sort of high kick that ends up inside the 10.
I believe that's Harris at the 13. It is. Good snap with time. He punts it. It is high and short. Takes a bounce. Will roll and be picked up by Justin Carroll at the 11-yard line. So just a 28-yard punt, but that's kind of what you wanted.
Yeah, stick him at the 10-yard line. That's a good job.
4:47 to go, third quarter. And I can't help but wonder how everyone's blood pressure is back in Greenwich. Ball at the 11. Conlon, empty backfield, trips out to the right. Takes it and looks. Looking right, throws right. That is incomplete. Intended for Thompson, who tried to make the catch reaching to his left. Incomplete, second and 10.
One of the stories of this game is West Haven has only had one drive so far that has started beyond their own 25-yard line. Greenwich has done a good job of playing the field position game and making them go 70, 80, 90 yards if they want to score.
Second and 10, Conlon to throw, blitz coming, that is tipped and incomplete. Thompson had it on the fingertips, couldn't hold on near the 15. It'll bring up third and 10.
Boy, and Greenwich brought the house on that play. They rushed six or seven guys at Conlon. He had no choice but to get rid of it quickly. And he's fortunate on the back end that there wasn't a Greenwich defender there to pick it off, because that was a little bit of a tip drill there at the end.
By the way, I think Coach Hochter's working the sideline tonight.
Oh, you think so?
I do. I think I see him down near Coach Morello.
Okay.
Third and 10. Shotgun snap taken. Conlon empties the backfield, sets up, throws a deep ball right side. That is incomplete. There are no flags. Kelly was the defender. And I think it was intended for 6 or 8, or neither. But incomplete regardless. And they'll have to punt it away. Yeah, I think it was intended for Harris, who's still kind of grumbling. Thought he might have needed a flag on that one. Didn't get it. Jones will punt it away 3 yards deep in his end zone. Here come the Cardinals. But he gets it away without too much drama. Picked up. It's Martin, and he's taken down at the 45. So that's an interesting decision, using Blake Martin on the punt return. Tackled, I believe, by Ismael Alvarez Jacoyle, the senior linebacker. But the Cardinals get the ball at the West Haven 45 with 4.5 remaining third quarter.
That's the important point. That's why you play the field position game, because now Greenwich with a relatively short field. Let's see what they can do right back at it here offensively.
So back they go. First down at the 45, Twins out to the left, one near side right, Kelly on the ground. Kelly fights for a yard, maybe they'll give him two to the 43. Ron Cox, a senior lineman, in the middle of it. Second and 8. Clock ticking down to 4:12 remaining in the third quarter, only 7-0 Greenwich. This is the final game of the 2024 CIAC high school football season.
That's kind of the sad thing. The season ends tonight no matter what.
This is it. Kelly stays in the backfield with D'Angelo, looks back to the sideline. 6'2 senior quarterback. Second and 8. He takes it. He'll run it. Bounces it off the right side. There was a hole as he came outside, but he tucked it back in. He went to the 35. He's right near the first down marker. Let's see if they move the chains, but I think it's going to be 3rd and a yard.
It is going to be 3rd and a yard, but there was a little bit of an opening there momentarily, and D'Angelo took advantage of it. Nice running inside there to pick up 6 or 7 yards.
This game has been a collection of punts, one touchdown, a turnover on downs, and an interception. That's been it.
Well, that sounds familiar to last week, doesn't it?
Sure does. 3rd and a yard. At the 36. D'Angelo makes the run for the first down off the left side. He'll get to the 30-yard line.
It feels odd to say this, but D'Angelo, their quarterback, is their best option running the football right now. He's the one who's picking up the chunk plays and moving the chains. You know, Jack Kelly has played well himself in a fill-in role, but D'Angelo is the guy that West Haven has to figure out how to slow down running with the ball.
First down at the West Haven 29, 2.5 remaining in the third. Right back to the ground. It is Kelly on the handoff. Arguably his best run of the night as he fights forward past the 25. And you may say, are you crazy? He got 5 yards. He has struggled to get any yardage against a tough West Haven defense. For a young man who's not a starting running back, he just got a gain of 6. That's a big deal.
Yeah, I think the important point here is that he's making West Haven work for it. Even though he's only gaining maybe 3-4 yards on a carry, he's eating up those tough yards inside, absorbing a lot of contact. Greenwich is hoping that they're going to wear down this West Haven front 7 as the second half goes along.
2nd and 3. D'Angelo will do it himself. Ducks underneath, fights forward. Inside the 15, still on his feet. Still on his feet, inside the 10. It'll be 1st and goal at the West Haven 7-yard line.
And when you start wearing down that front 7, all of a sudden those 3-4 yard runs inside become 6 or 7 or 8 yards a pop. And there is a player down. I believe it's a West Haven player.
Yeah, this has been a very physical game. A couple of players have gotten banged up tonight. So we get a break in the action with 1:34 remaining in the third and Greenwich leading just 7-0. But for West Haven right now, that's very much in peril. This becomes a 2-score game. It gets very tough.
But we got to get there first. And West Haven has a great defense of their own, and they have an opportunity to make a stand here. No question about it. But, you know, I think that when you and I spoke about this game leading up to it, we kind of thought this would be a similar game to the Staples game a week ago. And it's very interesting to see how it has, to this point anyway, played out exactly like that.
Tony Morello's arms glowing like icicles. Amazing.
And I say this with all due respect, but to be a head football coach, even at the high school level, you got to be a little bit nuts.
The injured Blue Devil on his feet and walking. That appears to be the senior linebacker, Caleb Oaks.
Well, that's a significant loss for them if he's not able to continue. You know, we've talked a lot about this West Haven defensive line, especially having really solid talent, but their linebacker core as well is deep, and it's really talented as well. They've played some great football this season as well. Caleb Oaks really leading the charge for them in a lot of respects.
First and goal at the 8. O'Donnell, receiver near side right. Kelly stays in the backfield with D'Angelo. Martin out to the left. Heavy on the line otherwise. Five-man looking to rush for West Haven. 109 remaining in the third, 7-0 right now. D'Angelo waiting. And he takes it. Going to run it himself. Off the right side, makes the turn, fights to get to the 3. Upended by Thompson. It'll be second and goal. Seventh play of this drive coming up that began at the West Haven 45. And the host of media in the back of the end zone, cameras ready. Video cameras, still cameras, doesn't matter.
Is Sean Patrick Boley down there somewhere?
I guarantee he is. He was up here before briefly.
Oh, was he? Okay.
He
I must have missed him.
Second and goal at the 4. D'Angelo waits with a stomp of the foot. Now he takes it. He's going to run himself left side, turns it, and tumbles down to the 2. It'll be third and goal.
It looked to me like he tripped. I don't know that anybody hit him.
I agree with you.
He kind of lost his footing there. Otherwise, I think he's in the end zone.
And that will be the end of the third quarter, and everyone's going to move to the end zone to our left, because that's where the action will be to start quarter number 4. After 3, buckle up. Greenwich 7, West Haven nothing. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
Garden Catering has become a Greenwich landmark for great food served fresh and fast. Now with 9 locations in Connecticut and New York, Garden Catering continues to make people happy with its famous nuggets, made from 100% white meat chicken with no antibiotics ever, hand-cut daily, cooked to perfection. But there's so much more on the menu. There's burgers, sandwiches, wraps, garden salads, kale salad, vegetarian choices, all-day breakfast. So go to GardenCatering.com, check out the menu and the locations. Garden Catering, food so good, you'll just keep coming back.
Hi, this is Drew McFadden, Greenwich Cardinal football, 1984-1985.
And this is his son, Ben McFadden. You're listening to 1490 WGCH, home of the Greenwich Cardinals. Go Big Red!
...12 minutes on the clock. Rob Adams, Dan Murphy from a root field in New Britain. 7-0 Greenwich. And the Cardinals threatening with a third and goal at the West Haven 2. D'Angelo, left side, makes the turn. He's going to walk in. Touchdown, Greenwich.
Rob, who else would you give the ball to? You know, he's really carried the load for this team in the running game. He's done it all tonight. Give it to him one more time, and he finds his way into the end zone.
An MVP performance for D'Angelo. It's 13-0 right now. The extra point up from Ravina. It is good. 11 minutes and 56 seconds remaining in the season, and Greenwich now has a 14-0 lead. A drive that was 8 plays, 45 yards, and 4 minutes and 36 seconds. And look, there's still 11 minutes remaining, Dan, just inside of 12. It's not like you got to call the engraver to start making the rings just yet.
No, this game is far from over. When you have a quarterback as talented, who's had as good a season as Nick Comlin has had, this is a West Haven offense that I think can put a score or two on the board very quickly. So if you're Greenwich, yeah, you're up 14, but take nothing for granted. Keep being aggressive on defense.
Out comes the kicking team. And now the job for the Blue Devils is to get some offense going on their own end. Kickoff on the way. This is a bouncer. A ground ball that is scooped up at the 30-yard line by Colin Murray, a sophomore. And he'll be put down near the 33 with 11:50 to go.
I made a comment to a couple of the people sitting behind me during the break that this is, in some ways, the defensive nature of the last couple of weeks we've seen from Greenwich is a lot like watching the NFL from 1920, more than it is watching modern-day football. But you know what? The object of this game is to score more points than the other team, right, as John Madden would say. But, hey, if it works, it works.
Get ready. They're going to break out the wing tee anytime. First down at the 34-yard line. Motion in the backfield to empty it. Conlin to throw. Steps left, rifles it left, and just throws it out of bounds. Incomplete. Who wasn't in the backfield? I'll mention Peter Vumbelakis to start the party. In total, if they finish this, it'll be their 13th championship, but again, 10th in the CIAC era of championship games back to 1976. Conlin on second down, throws left, it's complete. Diving near the sticks, I believe that was Dixon on the catch, and he got the first down. So that'll move the ball up to the 44-yard line, and a little bit of tempo in an empty backfield. Conlin back, set to throw, throws left, complete, making a turn, but Guy Germain grabbing and holding on and throwing the receiver back a couple of yards. Back to Dixon it goes. Get him to the 48-yard line on a gain of 4, second and 6.
Yeah, they're trying to get Dixon matched up one-on-one on the outside with Guy Germain, and Germain's gotten the better of that matchup so far tonight.
Coming down to 11 minutes remaining, second and 6. Conlin rolling right, throwing underneath. Harris makes the catch. No, it's incomplete. Jack Kelly with a hammer of a tackle. It'll be 3rd and 6.
Boy, and Harris took a shot from Kelly at the end of that play. Well, Kelly has had to transform into a pretty stout two-way player tonight, but yeah, I really like the way he's played tonight. The attitude that he brings to this defense, he's carried over to the offense, and the offense has played well as well.
3rd and 6 at the West Haven 48-yard line. They move from left to right. Empty backfield, Conlin to throw, blitz coming, set up. That's caught by Dixon, makes a turn to the right at the 45, trying to strip it away. He gets a round steal ball on the turf. And looks like it was recovered. And indeed it was by the Blue Devils. In fact, I think LaFortune saved disaster. It'll be a first down as they move the ball to the Greenwich 43.
West Haven again going tempo.
Cardinals showing blitz. They back off. Pass coming right. That's high but complete. Over one receiver caught by LaFortune inside the 35-yard line. And that is another first down. They'll mark him at the Greenwich 32. 10:20 remaining, fourth quarter, 14-0 Greenwich. Trips out to the left, two near side right, right back to the air. Throwing underneath, it goes complete to Hannons, who makes a turn and gets to the 28. Gain of four, Santi Parra on the stop.
He was fortunate to get rid of that ball. Pass rush in his face once again on that one.
Second and five. Again, Conlon looking left, rifling it left. That's high and complete. Should be enough for a first down to Thompson down near the 22. And indeed, the chains start to move. This is an excellent drive for West Haven. 9:40 remaining.
Yeah, their best drive of the evening thus far.
Just in case your blood pressure wasn't high enough already. Empty backfield, first down for the Blue Devils. Conlon throws left, again that's complete, and immediately pushed back. Jermaine the defender, and that was Rui Da Silva making the catch. And we'll mark that at the 21, short gain, gain of a yard, second and nine.
Yeah, West Haven knows that they've struggled all night trying to pick up the blitz, so what they're trying to do is get Conlon on these short pass plays, you know, 3 yards off the line of scrimmage.
From the far hash, they empty the backfield. Blitz coming, throws a prayer to the sideline, and incomplete. LaFortune was close enough that you consider him an intended receiver, so it brings up third and nine.
Yeah, he was in the area there, so no issue there, but you know, take your pick of Cardinal defenders who have been bearing down on Nick Conlon all night long. That last play, it was Justin Carroll.
Another Cardinal who has played outstanding tonight. 8:52 to go, fourth quarter. Greenwich up 14, but a third and nine. Cardinal showing blitz. Here they come again. The rush is on. They might have him. Slumming up is Conlon. Can they finish him? Yes, they can. Back to the 34. He is sacked. Marek, Mobley, McMurray, a host of Cardinals in the backfield.
The Congress of Cardinals, Rob.
A flock indeed, and a timeout spent by West Haven because they've got to talk this over.
Yeah, the sack moves it back to the 33, so you're looking at about 4th and 21 or so.
So we stop the clock off the timeout with 8:33 remaining in the fourth quarter. ...14-0 Greenwich.
And if you're Tony Morello, you're telling your defense to play smart. You know, no penalties. Don't give them a free first down here.
Here it comes on 4th and 21. Back to throw. Conlon looking right. A beautiful spiral into the end zone. It's incomplete. Broken up. Intended for LaFortune. Steele and Jack Carroll back there defensively. Cardinals get the ball on downs.
What a play by Noah Steele. Step for step with his man. Gets in there and breaks it up. That's the big kind of play that this defense needed to make here. To force the turnover on downs.
And so it'll be Greenwich football after an 8-play drive stalls at the 33. You're not quite ready to warm up the buses just yet, but I'd have to say you're kind of close.
Well, a good drive here by Greenwich might make you think otherwise.
I agree.
Here you go, Greenwich. Go win the football game.
D'Angelo and Kelly in the backfield, a receiver to each side. They'll stay heavy on the line. First down. D'Angelo, left side, brings it, turns it. stays inside and along the numbers. He'll get a first down and more into West Haven territory at the 45. 22 yards and a first down. And not that we name MVPs in this game, but I kind of think I have an idea who I would pick.
He has played a tremendous game tonight. And when you look at his statistics throwing the ball, you would think, what are you, nuts for calling him an MVP candidate? But he has carried this team on his back with his ability to run the ball tonight.
Outstanding tonight.
And that's something that we've seen from him all season. You know, from week one up at West Haven all the way to tonight.
This has been a different kind of Cardinal offense in that regard in recent vintage. And we'll get a whistle and Coach Morello with his palms pointed skyward. He didn't like something. A timeout spent by Big Red with 7:45 to go. When you think back to recent years, you go back to, 22 with Jack Wilson. You go back to 18 and Gavin Muir. Gavin Muir basically rewrote the Greenwich record book in terms of throwing the football. You go back to 07 with Tucker Stafford, 06 with Joe Pelecki. Joe Pelecki was more of your classic wing T quarterback. He threw the ball when he needed to. This is different than what we've seen over pretty much all of those teams.
Well, even just look at last year, the couple of games that I got to see of Greenwich last year before
sure.
I became the radio guy, they were slinging it around the yard.
With Rocco Grillo,
with
sure.
Rocco, yeah. So this is a very different Cardinal style of play than what I think a lot of people in Fairfield County are accustomed to seeing. But like I said, it's worked really well for them all season long, and it's proven to be a winning formula from week one all the way through up until tonight.
First down with 7:45 to go. Again, Kelly in the backfield at the right hip of D'Angelo. Kelly will take the handoff, fight for a couple of yards to get down to the 43. West Haven down to two timeouts and 7.5 remaining. Among some of the video I see out there tonight, Dave Fierro, who just does such an outstanding job in his coverage. I've said it so many times, Greenwich Sports Beat, of course. And a great person, just a great friend. 2nd and 8. D'Angelo waits. And right before the snap, a flag down.
Both teams pointing at each other.
It's on the Cardinals. Only penalty number 4 against them tonight.
Yeah, that was another thing that we thought coming into this game that the Cardinals were going to have to do, was play a disciplined, clean game without a lot of penalties. Don't give West Haven free yardage. Don't kill yourself. Don't kill your own momentum. In general, they've done a good job tonight with that.
Let's call it 2nd and 13, back near the 48. It's D'Angelo pushing forward on the keeper. We'll get to the 44. Brian Oliver helped drag him down, as did Rui Da Silva. So it'll be 3rd and 8 with 6:19 to go. Fourth quarter. And 6:15 now remaining in the season. Martin, the receiver, out to the left, although the receivers have been largely unused. D'Angelo waits, takes it, he'll run it right. Finds an opening for a brief moment, but it's going to be no gain. That door closed quickly. Dembele right in the middle of that. So the Cardinals will get rid of the ball, put it back in the hands of their defense as the clock ticks down to 5.5 remaining in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, but if you're Greenwich, I think you're okay punting this football away. You're hoping that Alex Kay can pin them deep once again. Back deep to receive the punt for the Blue Devils, number 6, Corian Harris.
Harris goes back inside his 10. Play clock down to 6. There's the snap. Limited rush. He gets rid of it. It's a low line drive. That's a thing of beauty. As it makes a turn near the 7 on a 34-yard punt. That is talent to be able to kick like that and be able to move the ball that way.
Boy, has he been fun to watch
sure
these
has.
Last few games. He's really come into his own, and he can absolutely make a case as one of the best punters in the state with the job he's done these last few weeks. And again, you know, that's kind of been the story of this game, pinning West Haven deep in their own end and making them get 80, 90 yards a drive if they want to get a touchdown.
4:56 to the state championship. Conlon will empty the backfield on first down. Cardinals showing blitz. Here they come. Conlon to throw. Throws right. The receiver slipped. It's incomplete. Intended for LaFortune on the near side. 4:53 to go. And here comes that announcement. Please do not go on the field. I am not the one speaking those words.
That comment is clearly aimed at a certain 5-year-old who is taking a nap in the back of the room right now.
She is sound asleep. Rainey is passed out, and good for her. This President's Suite area is nice enough. You give me a cot, I might sleep here. Let's do Meet the Beatles from up here tomorrow.
That'd be nice.
Shotgun snap on second down. Conlon left. That's complete. Almost broke it off. Believe that's Thompson to fight for every yard he can get, but he gets to the 15. Still short of the first down. It'll be third and a yard from the looks of things.
Do have a flag down in the backfield.
Back at the 3. Nothing Greenwich with 4:44 to go.
Personal foul, roughing the passer on the defense. That 15 yards is added to the end of the play. Automatic first down.
So a personal foul against the Cardinals.
Go, use your hands, let's go!
Ball out to the 31 with 4:42 remaining. This very stout crowd has hung in here all night. Conlon back. Conlon steps out to his left. They got him. Ebanks was among those in the backfield, but it is a sack with 4:15 remaining, and tick, tick, tick goes the clock.
But that pass rush has really gotten after it in the second half, hasn't it?
Sure has. By the way, just breaking, Travis Hunter has won the Heisman Trophy.
Wow, okay.
Low snap on second down, and this pass just kind of bounces around. That got deflected as Richie McMurray paid a visit to the backfield.
Yeah, I mean, it's a revolving door right now. West Haven just having a hard time blocking them. You know, on the last play, it was Ebanks. On this play, it is McMurray. 2 plays ago, it was Justin Carroll. I mean, take your pick.
3:55 remaining, 14-0 Greenwich. 3rd and 21, back at the West Haven 20. 1 turnover in the game tonight, 2 touchdowns, and a lot of punts. Conlon rolling left on 3rd and 21, rifles it. That is knocked down. Jermaine the defender, and intended for Thompson. It's 4th down.
Boy, and this Greenwich secondary has played out of their minds these last couple of weeks, but they certainly missed Guy Germain back there. And he has had himself a heck of a night himself.
And Evan Jones out to punt the ball away with 3:50 remaining.
Yeah, there's not much choice here for West Haven.
14-0 Greenwich. Jones takes a mask high snap. A kick that's a low line drive. Blake Martin awaiting it. Now he backs off. West Haven content. Harris just full of energy as he watches that ball roll down inside the 40 to the 38-yard line. And it's frustration in his body language, no question. Yeah,
that's exactly what it is. You know, he knows the caliber of player he is. He knows the caliber of offense that West Haven has. And you know, to Greenwich's credit, they came in here once again with a great game plan against a stout offense in West Haven, and they have had all the answers, and West Haven has had none of the answers tonight.
And I'm sure for West Haven, they thought, okay, this is going to be different than week one, and it really isn't.
Well, that's kind of been one of the themes I've been on, is that when two great teams play each other in a given year, it's very difficult for one team to win both games. And yeah, that's kind of one of the things I was thinking about going into this game is like, you know, West Haven's had 3 months to get ready for this rematch.
And we've seen indications of rematches that went in favor of the team that lost the first showdown. But in this case, today, you saw New Canaan win again over Darien, and now Greenwich on the precipice with 3:41 to go. Ball at their 37. Here's Jack Kelly, right side, makes a turn. He'll get about 8 to the 45.
Yeah, 3.5 minutes on the clock. This is what you call time for your 4-minute offense, right, Rob?
Sure
just
is.
Get a couple of first downs and close it out.
The alums are listening and watching, and the town listening and watching. And the grandstand starting to empty on the far side of the field. The West Haven fans starting to see what they think might be reality. 2nd and 2 with 3.5 to go. It's going to be D'Angelo. MJ off the left side. Makes a turn, first down and more. 50, 45, left sideline. 30, cuts it back in. He's down to the 25. He goes down at the 23-yard line.
MJ one more time getting loose.
There is a flag all the way back at the 41. Nothing like the guys in the striped shirts to ruin the moment.
Well, maybe there's an explanation for why that run was so good.
Let's see.
The officials are talking it over.
Yeah, they're certainly taking their time. And this is not talking about post-game plans where they want to go get a cup of coffee after it's over.
Come on, Rob, you stole my line.
Sorry.
That's my job. You know, making dinner reservations where they're going to get coffee afterwards, that's my go-to line in a situation like this.
I got a 25-year head start on you, Pat.
fair point. The official's still talking about it at midfield. Now they're going to bring in...
They're bringing everyone back from the looks of it.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
I think I've decided I'm going to hand the headset off to Laura, let her do the play-by-play for the last 3:21.
You have a third headset, don't you?
I do, tucked away somewhere. A personal foul has been called. It's on each side. They're going to offset, so we'll replay the down. And the always quiet, never trying to jump on the air son of mine sitting to my left, always content to just do his thing. He's been on the air, folks. I'm sure many of our listeners know that.
He has done a great job as producer emeritus here in the booth with us all season.
He is co-host of the Greenwich Town Party every year now, WGCH.
Look at you, Sean, moving up in the world.
All right, all over again, 2nd and 2 with 3:05 to go. D'Angelo gives it to Kelly. Kelly breaks into the secondary. First down, he makes a left-hand turn inside the 35 to the 33. And that might wrap it up. It's pretty close.
We've been waiting to see if Kelly was going to bust a big gain. And in the fourth quarter, when both teams are worn down quite a bit, know, Kelly has demonstrated that he's been able to pick up those tough yards.
Down to 2:35 remaining in the fourth quarter, 14-0 Greenwich. D'Angelo with two touchdown runs. Mineo goes out to the right. O'Donnell over there as well. Martin out to the left. Kelly and D'Angelo in the background, in the backfield. D'Angelo will take it. He runs forward, loses the ball, but it rolls, I believe, to a Cardinal at the 21.
It rolled right to Blake Martin, I believe.
And that's when you know things are going right. And guess what? They just moved the chains again with 2:05 to go.
It's just been that kind of a night, hasn't it? You know, when the Cardinals have needed a bounce, it's gone their way.
Trying to do something for our Facebook audience with 1:44 to go, but it's not going so well so far.
You're working on that webcam of yours, aren't you?
I am, and it's not going quite the way I want it to. A timeout with 1:37 to go. It'll be a little bit of a unique perspective, including the reflection of all of us. But that's okay. For the past couple of championships, when the Cardinals would wrap it up, I would take my cell phone and hold it up, and then I had to do all this post-production stuff to make sure I could get the call matched up with the video. Not sure I'm going to do that tonight, but we figured maybe we could cheat and turn the camera a little bit. I realize you've all paid for NFHS, and I get that. We have booth selfies being taken mid-broadcast. It's a party now.
Well, we're starting to get an indication of the inevitable here, right, Rob?
Yeah.
1:37 on the clock. The Greenwich fans sensing what's about to happen
and
here.
And they're starting to file down.
Down to the fence here that overlooks the field.
We'll see if anyone heads to the field. And by definition, you're not supposed to. Your mileage may vary as the Cardinals go in to perhaps the greatest words in football. Victory formation.
Nothing left to do but take a knee and wrap this baby up.
D'Angelo from under center takes the snap and takes a knee. And then stumbles out because he got hit kind of hard, and flags fly. There is pushing and shoving and coaches coming off the sideline. I'm not sure if that's Rich Boshé in the blue jacket, but there he is fired up with his team. For the Cardinals, you got to remember to keep your composure, enjoy the moment. D'Angelo now pumping his fist.
Yeah, these two teams have played some games in recent years that I think, Rob, you might describe as being a little chippy at times.
Last year at Cardinal Stadium was emotional.
Yeah.
Maybe chippy's the right word, but definitely emotional.
These two teams do not like each other. I think that's fair to say.
You know,
there's a respect between them, I think, but they definitely want to take it to the opposition.
And there was a lot of chatter after that semifinal game won by West Haven down at Cardinal Stadium last year. A lot of chatter about it, including, I'm sad to say, my name getting in the middle of it for reasons that still sometimes keep me up at night. But, you know, I was explaining some of the character, you know, the personality of this rivalry to Laura. In fact, before the game yesterday, I was explaining that, you know, two towns that will listen to the explanation. Both penalties assessed and two West Haven players ejected.
Wow. I didn't catch the numbers, did you?
They didn't give them, which they rarely, if ever, do in high school. But two players are gone and finished for the night. And it's just, you know, there are a lot of factors involved in some of the frustration that has boiled over here. And look, West Haven was a point away last year and missed a two-point conversion that would have won them a title over Staples. D'Angelo from under center with 90 seconds to go. Takes the knee. Turns around and heads back, and Justin Carroll jumps in his arms. And that clock just running and nothing you can do.
As the seconds tick down here, I'm going to turn this over to you, Rob, but I just want to say that it has been an honor and a privilege for my first season as a Cardinals announcer to be a state championship season for these guys.
Pretty remarkable, and we'll talk about that a little more. We'll talk a bit post-game, and then we'll wrap the season up. 49 seconds to go. D'Angelo, another knee. He takes it. Down to 42. There are 2 seconds between the game clock and the play clock, which is dribbled down to 33 seconds remaining in the season. I have wondered to myself if this is the most improbable Greenwich championship I've seen. I'm not sure that's unfair to say. Here's that last kneel down with 18. There it is. Start the celebration. The 10th championship in Greenwich football history in the CIAC is official. In 2024, the Greenwich Cardinals are state champions. ...14-0 the final score, as the Cardinals rush the field. The hugs have begun. The handshakes will begin soon. And the Cardinals have done it again. A game that played out almost exactly the way that Dan and I thought it might, as the handshakes do begin with Captain Rui Da Silva respectfully leading the line. And this will be the respect and the appropriate way to handle it, and that's exactly the way it's going on. Handshakes and hugs from both squads. West Haven played their heart out. They're a good football team. But the Cardinals just had that extra oomph running the ball. And MJ D'Angelo has staked his moment in Cardinal history. It was easy to think, Dan, when Hector Lopez went out, that the Cardinals were in deep trouble, but not so fast. D'Angelo and a yeoman's performance by Jack Kelly. His stat line is not going to look gaudy at all, but it's going to be a championship line because he wore the defense down.
Jack Kelly's performance running the football is one of the unsung performances here tonight because, as you said, the physicality of him between the tackles is what I believe made those running lanes possible for D'Angelo in the second half of this game. And as far as MJ is concerned, look, a lot can be said about his skill set, how he plays the position, how different he is from quarterbacks of years past, but at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. His name is up there with the greats in Greenwich history in one particular category. He leaves here a state champion. Hard to top that. As the celebration continues down on the field, we said also that this defense was going to have another monumental effort, and we wondered, Rob, you and I, off the record as well as on the record early on tonight, whether they would have another monumental effort in them after such an emotional win a week before up at Staples. But, boy, they sure answered the bell one more time, didn't they?
And the reason I talk about how improbable this is and how improbable it feels, and if you remember last week when they won, I said, I can't believe I'm saying the Cardinals are going to the state championship. But the reality was, on Thanksgiving morning, losing 27-0 as we drive away, I can't help but think to myself, I'm not sure they get past New Britain, and they got past everyone. New Britain, a Staples rematch, and now a West Haven rematch. boy, if there are any lingering feelings about last year at Cardinal Stadium in the semis, they're gone. State champions on the field.
Oh, and they had to earn their way to the state championship game. Not just the double L schedule they played, but playing Class M St. Joseph at a game that was hard fought, playing Bishop Hendricken early in the season. They had a very difficult schedule to ride. And to get to this game and to play the way they did, I said in the pregame, they played their two best games of the year coming into tonight. Make it three. They played their three best games of the year when it counted in the playoffs. And would you believe that in these three games, the Cardinals gave up a total of 6 points?
Remarkable. Truly remarkable. 14-0 final score. The hugs and celebration continue on the field. The CIAC trophy table has been basically unfolded and put at midfield. And the Cardinals just waiting to be handed that plaque and their medals. Tony Morello, bare arms and all. You can spot him easily, and you can spot that hat of his.
Of course.
That's West Haven respectfully coming back out onto the field after they broke out of their team huddle. And this is the tough part when you have to stand as the runner-up. Let's listen in.
At this time, we ask that you turn your attention to the field as we honor both of the teams that took part in today's game. The championship medals and plaques for today's final are being handed out by the members of the CIAC Football Committee. First, we would like to celebrate the West Haven High School as they are awarded their medals.
Cardinals all applauding for
now,
West Haven.
The captain and coaches from West Haven, please come forward to accept your state runner-up plaque. Congratulations to the West Haven Blue Devils on a well-played game and a wonderful season.
What West Haven did to get here, once upon a time, you lost in the opening week. Your season felt like it was over, if it wasn't over.
Now, we honor the state champs from Greenwich High School. And they are awarded their medals. With the captain and coaches from Greenwich High, please come forward to accept your state championship plaque. Congratulations to the 2024 CIAC Class Double L State Champion, Greenwich Cardinals.
They have the plaque. They have the banner. They have the medals. And they have won another championship. The captain's standing with the banner, the championship banner. They'll get their picture taken. Fans, for the most part, have stayed off the field. They're all on the near side in the bleachers.
We thank you very much for your attendance today and your support of Connecticut High School students.
And high school football has come to an end a little after 9 o'clock here in New Britain, with Greenwich winning their 10th CIAC state championship by a final score of 14-0. Their first CIAC championship came under Mike Ornato in 1981. Final score, they beat Trumbull 14-0. And here's their 10th over West Haven, same score. Now the impromptu group picture down to our left. We would love to have a microphone down there to be able to bring you an interview. We're going to see if we can get some interviews after we're done. If there's anyone around, we'll try to grab Coach Morello. Otherwise, Dan, Sean Adams, and I will be at the banquet on Thursday night, and maybe we'll get some noise there.
Yeah, we'll make up for it there, I think.
We might be able to. We'll learn the 2025 captains, and believe me, the banquet is a whole different animal when you've won a title.
Oh, I'm sure the dinner's going to taste even better on Thursday night.
The team is all down where they can get a shot of the scoreboard in the background. The scoreboard says Class Double L 2024 champions and the Cardinal logo. that famed Cardinal that you used to see on the Arizona Cardinals, and of course has been the Greenwich Cardinal for so many years. And now they all celebrate, jumping up and down. If you had an MVP, who is it, Dan?
It's tough to pick one, you know, but in championship games, in close games against great opponents, it comes down to quarterback play. And as I said before the game ended, you know, MJ's stat line throwing the ball is not going to look impressive, but boy, he sure made up for it with his rushing attack and his leadership. The guys can't stop talking about what a great job he's been. What a great job he's done as a team captain, what he's meant to this team from training camp back in August. They glow about him and his leadership. And it might be an easy pick for me, but I got to go with MJ.
I think it's the right call.
With
an
honorable mention to Jack Kelly, who we mentioned before.
And I thought Jack Carroll on the defensive side of the ball played his head off tonight.
Yeah, the secondary in general played phenomenally well once again. Whether it was Carroll, whether it was Guy Germain, Noah Steele was back there making plays. And then, look, it was all 11 guys on defense, really, because when they were not making plays, the pass rush was getting after it as well. So you can have your pick of team MVP if you go on the defensive side.
Just a remarkable season for the Cardinals as they win this game tonight 14-0. They finish at 11-2, and they are state champions. And we'll find out in a couple of days where they sit in the state polls. I have a feeling it's going to be New Canaan with an edge. Maybe Greenwich comes in second. There's no harm in that. You know, for all the years that the Cardinals were in the mix of winning championships, they only got a undisputed number one for the first time in 2018. So it's not like all these other years that they were state champions, they were number one in the media or coaches polls. They weren't.
Well, a couple things. One, I know you love talking about that 18 team.
Yes, I do.
And how dominant they were.
Remarkable team.
Well, this 24 team did something that 18 team did. They pitched a shutout in the semifinal and the final.
Yes, they did.
And that's something that you don't see very often.
28-0 over the final 2 weeks of this season. Pretty wild.
And only 6 points allowed in the playoffs total. They gave up 6 against New Britain. That was it.
An incredible defensive performance. And I don't know that there's a whole lot more to say, so we can start wrapping up. And, you know, we'll have doubleheader sometime later in the week to kind of talk a little more. We'll see how the week treats us. But we will be with you to cover all that once we get the week going. But
yeah, one other thing I'd like to say real quick. You know, obviously, you know, the poll is going to end up the way it is. Somebody's going to be number one. We know it's not going to be Windsor. More than likely, I would say New Canaan will get the odd. But, you know, I might be a little biased being the Greenwich guy, you know, but if I could say one thing about this Cardinals team, I think we just watched the number one team in Connecticut win a state championship. And respectfully to whoever is going to be voting, I think there's only one choice, and it's that team in red there.
So
have a Merry Christmas, Game Time Connecticut, and a Happy New Year.
And again, I still don't get a vote in that anyway, so what I say doesn't matter. It's arguably the most resilient Cardinal team I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's sort of been the theme of them this year, is that they have periodically had their backs against the wall, and we've had to see how they respond to adversity. You know, whether that's, you know, not playing well in a game at home against Wilton, or right on through to the state championship game where they lose Hector Lopez in the first half to an injury. Like, how do you respond in these moments when you've got to dig deep and come up with something? And every time that they've needed to respond, they have.
Not only losing to Wilton, but then not long after that playing Trumbull and really not looking sharp that night, not looking like Wilton kind of got, you know, them fired up Remember, yeah. I think that was only 7-0 at halftime or something like that.
Well, I looked at you at half. It was 0-0 at half.
That's
and
right.
I was like, oh, boy. Like, what are we in for here? But Greenwich was able to pull it together after that. And like I said, you know, you want to be playing your best football of the year in December in the playoffs. And couldn't have asked for a better performance from the Cardinals, especially defensively here in the month of December.
No question about it. It is always, as you know, such a wonderful ride over these 3 months for me, for now Dan to come along, and of course in the past the folks that we always worked with, and Chris Irway will always be a close friend, so I know he's paying attention somewhere tonight. Sean Kilkelly, who's been a part of this for over 25 years as well. But it starts, more than anything, we have to have the support of sponsors, the support of the town, of the team, and the players and the families. I mean, we're the conduits who talk about it, but it's these kids who are now trotting off the field to at least acknowledge the love of their fans up here in the grandstand. And again, the sponsors who support us and ownership and management of this radio station to say, boys, go out and call another game for us. So we have done it, and we love doing it, no doubt. You probably know that about me after all these years. So, but for you, first year, I guess get the feeling you're already set to do it again.
Well, and I hope that the audience has heard my passion come through as well, because this has been a heck of a team to follow. Going back to when we watched this first scrimmage against New Canaan back after Labor Day, to watch this team play week in and week out, watch them grow, watch the playmakers develop, it's just been such an amazing ride to be a part of. And, you know, I'm very happy and very honored that, you know, GCH welcomed me into their community as a full-timer now, and the Greenwich community as a whole has embraced me. So, you know, I'm very happy about that and very honored by that. And, you know, I hope that I have done these games justice, you know. And I really, GCH, if you're listening, if you would like to have me back next year, certainly would be open to the opportunity.
Guess who gets that say? That's this guy.
Oh, I got to make this guy happy. Okay. This guy, Rob, over here. All right.
I accept cups of coffee. That kind of goes a long way for me. We love what we do, obviously. So, you know, we could belabor that for hours. You've been remarkable. You knew you were stepping into big shoes. And from day one, you said to me, I don't want to be Chris. You didn't need to be Chris Irway. You were Dan Murphy, and you were really good at what you did. And you picked this up and ran with it. So congratulations to you. What a great year you had.
Congratulations to me, if you like. Congratulations to these Cardinals on a terrific season and an unbelievable playoff run that is sure to be remembered for a long time. And these guys got to get on the bus because the party is starting down on Putnam Avenue. Let's go.
It's a happy ride back to Greenwich for sure. MJ D'Angelo with 2 touchdown runs tonight, a 58-yarder in the second quarter. That made it 7-0. And then D'Angelo from 2 yards out to put the icing on the cake with 11:56 to go in the fourth quarter. Final score, Greenwich 14, West Haven 0. Say it out loud, speak it into the world. The Greenwich Cardinals are state champions. That'll do it from here in New Britain. 14-0, your final score. We'll talk to you on doubleheader during the week. And I'll talk to you. I'm going to switch gears and going to start doing a lot more at Brunswick. I will tell you this as a final note. I have tried to get the ball rolling on Greenwich hockey and basketball coverage. I need your help to make that happen. That's the bottom line. Need your help if we're going to make that happen. With that said, thanks so much to our rock back in the studio, the great Sean Kilkelly. For Sean, Dan Murphy, Laura Rainey, Sean Adams, I'm Rob Adams. 25 years in the books in a flash. Greenwich has won the state championship for the 10th time. We say goodnight. 14-0 final score from a Root Field. Hail to the champs. Good night, everyone.
in a responsible
in
way.
Right, exactly. There needs to be a balance.
So, all right, when Mary and I return from this bottom of the hour break, what are we going to do? Well, we are going to get into the role of a good hotel concierge.